Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's Thursday, July 8th, 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Joining us is icon David Icke to give us his take on global government's move to abolish borders and national sovereignty worldwide with illegal immigration. He'll also give us his unique take on the oil spill and, of course, the open announcements of devaluing the dollar and world government now being out in the open. David Icke, love him or hate him, he's always intriguing and informative, and we appreciate him joining us in the third hour today. Sheriff Richard Mack, hadn't had him on in about a year. Mack told the New York Times that he came on this radio show and suddenly got speaking engagements all over the country, and that supercharged the awakening in the nation to the fact that sheriffs can trump the power of the out-of-control federal government in their counties. And I'm not tooting our horn here. I'm tooting our listeners' horn for getting the word out about the important work of Sheriff Richard Mack and 10th Amendment nullification of out-of-control federal government, not just at the statehouse level, but at the county level. Things are backwards in many states under federal grants. The cities are absorbing the counties and absorbing the county sheriffs. This is completely unconstitutional and illegal, and it is butt backwards. They have a different term they use out in Texas, but I'm sure that you have the same term in your area, but I won't use it here. Children listening. But it is completely 180 degrees twisted from the way it should be, and we'll be discussing that in the Tea Parties and the Patriot Movement, and get an update with Sheriff Richard Mack coming up in the last hour of the transmission today. Now, that said, I am going to open the phones up in the first 2 hours, and I'm going to cover economic news, oil spill news, and police state news up until the bottom of the hour. But I want to note here now that I'm going to cover this information at the bottom of the hour, and I'm just underlining it, highlighting it, putting an exclamation point behind it, that is so important. And everything we cover here is important. But you know, a couple times a week, I will just say, attention, attention, attention. Can I please get your particular focus on what I'm about to go over? I want to briefly, as I can, but there's so much detail in everything, I tend to go off down rabbit trails because it's such a big picture. Give you briefly the State of the Union and the state of the globalist attack on our republic and other formerly sovereign nations, and where we stand right now in our fight against these people, and the most important battles, as I see it, that we face as a society going forward. And then we will go to your phone calls. In the latter part of the hour and for the full second hour. And then we've got David Icke joining us and Sheriff Richard Mack. But I will tell you what I'm going to be covering also has to deal with high treason. And I don't just put a video out like I did yesterday that's posted up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and also on the Alex Jones YouTube channel. I don't just put a video out charging Obama with high treason to have a shocking headline. This is the essence of high treason. And I'm going to define the definition from the Encyclopedia Britannica of high treason. And it's a big deal to call a sitting president a traitor or to actually indict him publicly in the court of public opinion for high treason, but if this isn't high treason, nothing is. This is the very essence of classical high treason. High treason at its base is opening a castle drawbridge to an enemy army. That is the essential archetypal example of it, and that's exactly what this globalist criminal, this enemy traitor, has done. We'll be right back. Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones asking you for a minute of your time to tell you about soap. Not detergents, but good old-fashioned pure soap made by the Calbin Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company. My family, staff, friends, and radio listeners are constantly telling me how much they love these products for bath, hair, laundry, and dishes. There is nothing like these factory-direct, big-money-saving, triple-concentrated soaps anywhere. Get a free detailed catalog by calling 800-340-7091 or see them online at 5starsoap.com or Infowars.com. Let's talk to the owner of 5 Star Soap, Marty Schachter, and see what he has to say.
As founder and owner for over 63 years, people keep asking me, how's business? I'm happy to say our business is going down the drain. Call us at 1-800-340-7091 or visit our website, 5starsoap.com, for buying our 1 to 2 month soap sampler. Thank you.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com. This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Act of high treason, sides with foreign power against the United States. That's the headline up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And that dovetails with the Washington Post, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Utah, and many other states, I would add, may follow Arizona's lead on immigration law. This is such a central issue. This is a lot bigger than just immigration. This is the state saying, can we nullify what this out-of-control federal government's doing that's been seized by offshore banks? Because if we can take the states back, we can save this country and we can bring down the New World Order, and the United States will no longer be an engine of global domination. And we will not have to pay the bill for the New World Order's criminal operations. This is so important. And I would just add that, ladies and gentlemen, we are having breakthroughs with my radio show, my news websites, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, that are unprecedented in the history of the Patriot movement. Our information has achieved critical mass and has blasted through to an entirely new level thanks to you, the listeners, spreading the word and getting the information out. And that is why the heavens have opened up with longtime friends, people we've promoted, people showing themselves as federal operatives and as just egomaniacs that are jealous of our success, telling more and more just insane lies to replace the old. Because when you are over the target, you're going to get the flack. And when you're number one, in the pole position in the Indy 500, people that were in the race for the wrong reasons, they're going to start trying to play dirty tricks. And we are rejoicing here in my office. We are celebrating the fact that mainstream media, governments, the State Department, the Pentagon, are all putting out press releases attacking us. Foreign media is putting out press releases attacking us. That isn't working, so they've got fake alternative media and shysters and scammers and weirdos and nuts and schizophrenics and operatives and COINTELPRO all firing on us at once, making up new, more insane gibberish by the minute. And this means that we are really having a big effect. I mean, I can see it with my limited perspective here, but I don't have over-the-horizon vision like the government does with their NSA snooping and their cumulative algorithm of future-predicting computers. And they are in red alert. I mean, to have some of those powerful institutions in the world honing in on yours truly, and to have Bilderberg Group members like David Frum attacking me weekly in international publications, and to be taking frontline assaults from every angle, that means we are really hurting them. Just like when they lied and said Rand Paul said get rid of the Civil Rights Act. He was going, excuse me, hold on, I can't hear you. Yes. No, I'm not for getting rid of the Civil Rights Act. But they said his yes while they were answering the question because he said the satellite, had a big delay on it. That was the proof. Even though he said, no, I don't agree with that, they ran with that hoax. Just like when they thought Ron Paul was going to win the nomination in 2007-8, they demonized him. And it had the effect at the time of hamstringing him, but it didn't matter because the transmission had been sent out. We're not going to have instant victory in this. And the fact that they're attacking yours truly as much or more than they're attacking Rand Paul, what does that tell you? It tells you that the information covered on this radio broadcast is scaring the New World Order. I mean, I am putting out videos that are seen by hundreds of millions of people in the aggregate. Hundreds and hundreds of millions of people. I can cut any 5-minute YouTube video I want, and it'll have 300,000 views in a month, some in a day. Obama deception, more than 25 million views just on YouTube and Google alone. You don't think that isn't scaring them? And I just put my life in the hands of Christ, my Savior. And I just, my fate is in God's hands. I will tell you that right now. But my life has had value. My life has had real meaning. My life has affected the lives of hundreds of millions of people and helped unlock their minds. I have been used, just like many of you have been used, in the important work, the transcendent work, it's so important, of unlocking people's minds to this beast system. And it is just such a great feeling to be attacked and persecuted and lied about. And I just thank God that he opened my eyes when I was so young. And I thank God for giving me my great family who helped raise me for the work I've done and the work that I've got coming ahead. And I am thankful for this mission. And I am thankful for whatever happens to me. I don't tell God what I want. I ask God to take me and use me for his will. And I need your prayers, though, ladies and gentlemen, and I need your prayers for providence that we be able to carry out this important work, because it's stated over and over again in the Bible, and history has shown it, that it's not enough for good men to stand up and do the right thing. They need people praying for them, and they need people asking God to breathe life into that mission with that providence. Because God says when we join together, it is unstoppable. So I salute all of you in the work you've done. The globalists are now afraid. We have bloodied them. They've bloodied us as well. But they know we've got the gleam in our eye. They know we've got the electricity in our fist. They know we've got the strength. They know our backs are rigid and energized. They know that. They know we found our backbone. They know we found our legs. They know we're grinding our teeth and jutting our jaw out, and that we're committed, that we're past being angry, and we're committed like heat-seeking missiles that are dedicated to destroying this new world order. And it is such an amazing thing, my friends, to have the, some of the most powerful people in the world and some of the most powerful publications in the world openly attacking us and saying we're dangerous, because we are, because we have the truth and we carry that truth in our hearts and souls, and the enemy knows it. So don't be afraid, ladies and gentlemen. Realize that great trials and tribulations are upon us, and they're only going to intensify with the nanotech and the genetic engineering and the nuclear weapons and the advanced technologies and robotics and wars and surveillance and cashless societies. But this, what we're going into, is the great test of our mettle. It is the great test of our generation. Our generation is now facing the greatest test that our ancestors could have ever imagined. We are seeing things unfold that have been foretold for eons. We are living in a legendary time. And what we do will shape the future course and destiny of this species in our future in this universe. This is an opportunity that is unspeakably important. I get chills up my spine thinking about what we face, the mind control, the genetic manipulation, the poisoning of the water, the food, the fact that you can just look at the public and see how they've been poisoned. Those of us struggling through the poison are doing it just purely from a spiritual level, I more and more realize. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper when it is God's will. But it's also God's will that many of us will be struck down, will be tortured, will be smashed. But what matters is not he that can kill the body, but he that can kill the soul. And I've got one life to live. I'm alive one time in this universe, one time on this planet, orbiting a sun. Look at the majesty and mystery and beauty and creation all around you. And I am not going to have my one life not count. I am not going to have my one chance to truly be a good human being and love God and love goodness be destroyed. And I know that you don't want to be destroyed as well. You don't want to be part of this evil worldly system. And none of us are perfect. None of us have all the answers, but our hearts are right. Our hearts are right. And that is what is important. At the end of the day, look at King David. You know, he once sent off one of his main captains to be killed in the battle because he was lusting after the man's wife. He basically, you know, put somebody in a position that he knew would get him killed. That's how elites do it. BP gave Halliburton and Anadarko and others orders that they knew would cause the well to blow up. There's your false flag right there. But King David sent that man off, but after he was killed, he truly repented. And he truly was sorry, and God saw his heart and said, David, you're a man after my own heart. And that's what matters, is that we not be cowards and that we be willing to put our lives on the line to face tyranny, and that we be willing to be laughed at and made fun of and persecuted by lesser people to get that message out to those who are good and do have good hearts and who it's our mission to reach out to. It isn't your mission to be supported or loved. It is your mission to go out and find the people that do want to hear the truth and who do have an ear to hear. There are many people that have eyes and ears, but they cannot see, they cannot hear. They are not meant to hear. They are blinded. It is their destiny. Their destiny. To be with the world, to be of the flesh, to be of their father, the devil. But it is many of our destinies to stand against tyranny in this important time. And make no mistake, ladies and gentlemen, this is a spiritual battle. And you can feel it in your gut right now. Many of you have chills going up and down your spine because you are in touch with God. You are in touch with the Holy Spirit. You know the truth. Those out there laughing, they are blocked off from it. So to the fool, this is all funny, but there are no atheists in foxholes, and we are all in a psychological foxhole right now, and it's time to come out of the foxhole and fight the New World Order. I'm going to hit financial news when we come back, then I'm getting into the state of the fight against the New World Order and high treason by criminals and government. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit HerbalHealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
There's a woman in the night. She's got a baby in her hands. Yeah, and she just throws it in the trash can and goes out whoring again, and the baby dies. Yeah, there's one more kid that'll never have dreams, never grow up, never get to go to school. Meanwhile, the sickening, degenerate government flies in the cocaine, the heroin. They get caught constantly. It's all over the news. Nobody gets in trouble. So they just come out and say, okay, we're growing it. By the way, we're going to run checkpoints with the army searching your car looking for it. That's just ridiculous. And this all ends when the public wakes up and repents. and says, I'm sorry, God, I'm sorry I've been so decadent and have let evil take over. But a lot of you aren't going to do that. You're going to sit around and laugh and joke and keep, okay, fine. But understand, everything you're going to see unfold is a direct response to the fact that you laid down. You lay down devils, and the bodies of men are going to run all over you. That's the way history always works. Understand that. Here's some of the news. It's just amazing. You can see them setting the U.S. up for fall now. You can see them setting up the implosion. All these countless headlines every day about, I guess we are in a depression. We went from being in a recovery to a depression overnight. Gee, the offshore banks need tens of trillions more. There'll be an even bigger depression. And then the IMF and World Bank, both consortiums of the private banking families, the ones who've engineered all this, sold the derivatives, took over our governments, lobbied to get rid of the laws against derivatives. They've engineered the entire system on record. They're the ones that get all the new power out of an imploding dollar and other currencies. They come out in the French news agency today. IMF presses U.S. to cut debt. What did we see last week? The U.N. said, oh, it's time to devalue the dollar and get rid of it as a world reserve currency, and we'll go to a basket of currencies, but that basket is controlled, and their prices are set by this new international group that you pay your taxes to, and they'll have a digital currency above that that backs up the SDR. I mean, this is it. In the words of Herman Von Rumpy, global governance. IMF presses U.S. to cut debt. The International Monetary Fund on Thursday urged the United States to rein in its ballooning budget deficit without putting the modest economic recovery at risk. Oh, it's modest. The central challenge is to develop a credible fiscal strategy to ensure that the public debt is put and is seen to be put on a sustainable path without putting the recovery in jeopardy, IMF said in a report. You got to love it. It's like somebody comes over and cuts your legs off and then says, gee, buddy, you ought to get up off the ground. I heard one time I heard a farmer with the analogy, you know, the government breaks a cow's legs and then it's flopping around in the mud and then they make fun of the cow because it can't walk. I mean, this is the very group preying on our country that's basically overthrown it. Whose system is to go into countries, give them loans, have the countries not pay back the loans, and then take the nation over. And the loans are just made up digital numbers. Look at this. China rules out nuclear option on T-bills, Financial Times of London. China has delivered a qualified vote of confidence in the dollar and the U.S. financial markets, ruling out a nuclear option of dumping its holdings of U.S. government debt accumulated over the last decade. But then they go on to say they're moving away from the dollar, though. It's going to be a gradual. But the State Administration of Foreign Exchange, which administers China's 2,450 billion in reserves, the largest in the world, also called on Washington and other governments to pursue responsible economic policies. The statement on Wednesday, one of a series of that they've issued in recent days, is an apparent effort to address criticism about its lack of transparency, also played down the chances of China making major further investments in gold, which is another deceptive statement. 2 months ago, they said they weren't going to buy more gold than they did. Just, it's all deception. And the articles, of course, continue down the line here. Here's a really scary article out of the New York Times. I mean, they've got one every day. This is by Jeff Sommer. A market forecast that says take cover with the stock market lurching again. Plenty of investors are nervous and some are downright bearish. That's where Robert Prechter, the market forecaster and social theorist, who is another league entirely. Mr. Prechter is convinced that we have entered a market decline of staggering proportions, perhaps the biggest in the last 300 years. And then he goes into how he has all these charts and graphs and computer programs that show it and that it's all part of the market. Every day the New York Times tells you it's just part of the market. No one did this. The bankers have a plan. Let them take over. They've got a plan.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. Listen up, folks. This is important. Alex Jones here. Now you can get free shipping on the storable, easy-to-fix, delicious food from eFoodsDirect.com. From July 4th through July 14th, we have looming evacuations in the Southeast, unemployment insurance running out, and predictions of huge inflation. So we all need to get as much food as we can. Every one of you needs to buy as much storable food as possible. This is the perfect time to do just that with eFoods Direct and take advantage of their free shipping special. When you order from eFoodsDirect.com from July 4th through July 14th, every dollar you spend will buy the food, and eFoods Direct will pay for the shipping in the continental United States. This is Alex Jones wishing you and your family true independence this 4th of July with great food and free shipping through July 14th from eFoodsDirect.com. You can order on the website eFoodsDirect.com or simply call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/ship-free. The Fall of America and the Western World is an all-new 10-hour documentary and survival guide rolled into one. In this film, you will see the reasons why our government is failing and what you can do to prepare. Featuring Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, Joseph Farah, David Icke, Naomi Wolf, G. Edward Griffin, Doug McIntyre, Mark Crispin Miller, Mickey Z, Doug Casey, David McElvaney, and myself, Alex Jones. Protect yourself and get the tools you need to protect your family from these difficult times. The Fall of America and the Western World at www.thefallofamerica.net or click on the banners at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Again, that website's www.thefallofamerica.net or call 800-655-1577. Prepare yourself and the ones you love today. Fallofamerica.net.
Cover the fact that internal Raytheon documents call the National Security Agency take over the Internet a Big Brother spying system. The Wall Street Journal has reported on the secretive Perfect Citizen program where corporations and the government are dividing up the takeover of the Internet and surveilling the public, and that the NSA has already built these hubs all over the nation. Basically, everything I told you in the last 5 years. Well, I mean, you read Internet too. It's the same in Europe, the United States, Australia, China. They're all doing it. The top corporations of the country with the government come in and take control and start spying, and the government pays them to do it, and then they start shutting down the big corporations' competition on the web. That's the way it's always been. But here it is in the Wall Street Journal today. No longer any doubt. It's gone completely viral. It is all over the news. It's been the top story for 2 days on Drudge, and they can't hide it anymore. In fact, PrisonPlanet.com's got an article reporting Lieberman's Internet kill switch bill hits roadblock.
because of citizen protest and even corporations pointing out that this is the government fully taking control of the web. Here's another one. Report NSA creating spy system to monitor domestic infrastructure. And, of course, they say it's to protect power plants. Power plants aren't hooked to the Internet, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, yes, they've got Internet in them, but they're not hooked to it. It's just they prey on people's ignorance. So I'm going to cover that later. I mean, did you just think I got up here in the last 5 years or longer and exposed Internet too? This has all been a charted global corporate plan. The CFR called for it 2 years ago. They've handed the plan off to government, and they've been building the NSA hub for at least the last four. Big, giant NSA complexes, as big or bigger than Fort Meade, all over the country, running everything through it. And they've got in the Cybersecurity Act where every high schooler in the nation will have to be trained by the feds and accredited to be spy warriors online, flagging anti-government things, countering anti-government lies, fighting hackers. That means hacking people. That's Rahm Emanuel's national security state, his domestic army. And it goes on to say all Internet service providers, all people that work with computers and ISPs of 100 customers or more, that's basically every ISP in the country, there are very few that have less than 100 customers, you will be federally licensed and go through a federally approved course to be able to have a job, and then government-approved FCC hardware will be put throughout the chain of the Internet, including our computers, watching everything we do and gatekeeping. This is all announced. This is all admitted. This is way past Big Brother, way past 1984, way past Communist China. The good news is it's all over the news now. And they are not going to get away with this without a false flag. So Kurt Nemo, what, a year ago, wrote a great article where he detailed and found some Pentagon statements at a cybersecurity function. It's long before they ever passed the law. They've already built it. I got stuff from the early 90s about Homeland Security being set up through Northcom. Both weren't officially set up till after 9/11. You got to love it how these people operate. They've always got it built, beta tested, in line before they even tell the sheeple about it. And I remember Kurt's article. In fact, we got to pull that up. I forget the headline, where he had the quotes from this web-streamed meeting with generals and colonels and the Air Force, and how all the agencies and the Pentagon is going to control the Internet, and how they were simulating attacks on themselves to, quote, know how to fight against it. And it was very thinly veiled, because these guys like to talk about how we're dumb slaves right in front of us, about how they were going to attack themselves as a pretext to get more funds and take the web over. And you better believe that they're going to attack the Internet. Obama or the next president will activate the kill switch and fix the Internet. It was only down for 3 days. Thank God they'd have had this, or it'd have been down forever. Yeah, you civil libertarians are idiots. Good thing we had it. And then that sets the precedent. I mean, I know how their brains work, ladies and gentlemen. And you watch, that's exactly what's going to happen. And, of course, by then you won't be watching me on YouTube or Infowars.com and PresentPlanet.com. That's not going to be allowed, not after America got hit by Al-Qaeda with a nuke, Al-Qaeda working for Iran, not after what happened in Chicago, not after what happened in Manhattan. Tens of thousands died. How dare you people say the government did it? We've got to give all our money to offshore banks and have all these wars. Thank God the government's there spying on us, though. It's so good. Oh, yeah. I mean, look, the only card they've got is nukes and wars and oil leaks. And they're going to pull out every stop you can imagine. They want to make you bankrupt so you lick their government boots real good, because they're all on a short lease to these offshore corporations. They're a bunch of arrogant people that have gotten away with whatever they want, and they aren't going to let you get out of their clutches. They're going to squat on top of you and have their way with you. They think. Now I want to succinctly get into the state of our republic and the state of the fight to restore the republic and save our society. The globalists have analyzed every possible peaceful avenue that we, the people of this republic and other nations, have to take our governments back. And in the United States, it is the 10th, 9th, and 11th Amendment. It is the power of the states. It is the Constitution and Bill of Rights, narrowly defining the three powers of the federal government and binding that federal government through a separation of powers in the federalist system. And they know the number one just, honorable, American way to handle this espionage, this global corporate espionage. That's all it is. They've come in. They've bought off the government. They've got dirt on the government. They've got their people, after the last 60-plus years of takeover, into almost all the regulatory positions in the bureaucracy. They don't have to get elected there. They're in a revolving door between the Fortune 100 and the bureaucracy. So that's why they're transferring all the power to the unelected bureaucracy, not even the executive. Washington is seized. For all intents and purposes, it is ceremonial. If you're real like Ron Paul or Rand Paul, they will demonize you 24/7. But they know that they can dominate governors, they can dominate committee chairmen, but more and more they're losing control of legislatures. That's where the people have a chance. And if the public figures that out, and if we start getting 55 to 60% turnouts for state elections, like we've been seeing for the dog and pony show presidential elections, when you usually, what, have 20% turnout on average for state elections, 8% for local, look at the national averages. 22% state, 8% local. It varies. It's in the mid-50s for presidential elections. What, 58% turnout for Barry Sotaro and the other guy, McTrader. So all of this is happening. And they've analyzed it, and they know that's the remedy the founders gave us. They know that's the main path. There are other paths, and we should fight on those simultaneously. This is a multi-front, three-dimensional, full-spectrum war. And you fight them at any level, it hurts them. You expose them at any level, it hurts them. In fact, randomness is important in this. It's just all of you acting in different directions in different ways, but also hitting in the same direction on key areas. That's unstoppable. Every person you wake up, every person you expose the truth, every corrupt thug you stand up to, every time you speak up, whether five people hear it or 100,000, it's devastating. The act of resistance is victory. They want to drive the fight out of us. They want to break us. They want to dominate us. They want to force their will on us. That's why they humiliate us, which is just outlandish. The government admitting they take your baby's blood secretly for DNA databases at birth. The government admitting they put poison in your water. The government admitting they're growing the opium. The government admitting they've done all these things. They just want to overwhelm you where you just give up. Well, in psychological torture tests with monkeys and dogs, you may be able to shock them and torture them and drive them into catatonic submission. But Homo sapiens are different, and they happen to know that you've got areas in your brain you can turn on where none of this stuff works on you. You understand? We're not a dog, and we're not a rhesus monkey, ladies and gentlemen. We're Homo sapiens sapien that envisioned the atomic bomb in 1900. That's a species destined to colonize deep space. That's a species that has value. That's a species that's powerful. Why do you think they chemically poison you every day through the air, food, and water? They're trying to suppress you. There's no way they'd have gotten away with this with Americans 60 years ago, pre-fluoridation. And now they're accelerating the poisoning to keep you down. It's not going to work. Get yourself as clean as you can. Shake yourself out of the mind-controlled malaise you're under. Look into your gut. Look into your psyche. Look at the facts. You know what you're hearing here is true, is veritas. And the system doesn't like it, because they can feel their fall coming. They can feel the energy stirring. Once you tap into that inexorable strength that God gave us And once you set your will against these people and fully commit, you can hear the howls of fear and anguish and the gnashing and the weeping and wailing of our enemies. So they know that the 10th Amendment move through the states is their undoing. And they can't stand the fact that more than 30 states have already passed or are passing 10th and 9th Amendment resolutions, pointing out the feds are taking too much state money, involved in things that are clearly unconstitutional, like what kids are going to eat at lunch or what you can do on your own land, or federalizing police or having troops run checkpoints. And remember, the Tennessee governor last year said don't have military checkpoints shutting down highways, and the military just went ahead and did it. Well, that governor should have stood up and said no and gone and should have marched out there with a state guard and told the state police, arrest these men. I mean, that's what America is all about, ladies and gentlemen. But the point is these resolutions mean something because the states are declaring, hey, you're out of control. And then as the feds, who are really globalist, they're just instruments of this foreign corporate takeover, as they get more and more outlandish, it will point out to people how criminal and traitorous and treacherous and seditious the federal government's become. I mean, if you work for the federal government, in much of what you do, it is an act of sedition, of unconstitutional criminality. I mean, what you're doing, if you read what the Founding Fathers said, they called for people to be hung by the neck until dead for what many of you have done. I'm not calling for that. I say you can be exiled. I say, you know, send you to Alba like Napoleon, because I think, you know, executing people can lead to things like we saw with the French Revolution. And you can get a tyranny worse than what you had. And that's why the founders just talked about executing people and did exile folks. But I want to get this out on the table here, that Arizona is an essential fight because other states are watching Arizona and they're following suit, and the media has engaged in a hoax. I've read the bill. I've read the sections on air. You can go read it. It is a word-for-word copy of the federal bill, of federal law. It just changes to the state. And it states, after first contact for no seatbelt, drunk driving, a domestic dispute, whatever the case is, just like they ask a citizen, may I see your ID? They don't give it. It's probable cause. They're an illegal alien. Take them to jail. You know, I know a lot of Austinites that are in Texas buying cars from Mexicans that have foreign plates on them, and you're literally God. You don't pay the toll roads. Cops don't pull you over. You're completely left alone. I know some other friends who go, well, we'll just make our own little fake license plates and, you know, say we're sovereign citizens. Huh, they see something in English they don't recognize. They pull you over, take you to jail instantly. You can only put a Mexican plate on your car, and then you are literally, literally invisible. That's because it's key to break up the country. It's key to bring in the North American Union. Read the SPP documents. Security Prosperity Partnership. It says we're going to use border crises to bring in North American integration. And what does Obama say to Senator Kyle? I can't fix the mass murder and death on the border because I've got to use that to get amnesty passed. Which isn't going to stop all the crime and drug smuggling and the rest of it. And the poor immigrants coming across being fed on by coyotes and crooks on both sides. So they've got to have this. That's why the Associated Press 3 years ago reported, oh, how good it was. Look, we talked to these different bank heads of major U.S. banks. It says they give loans to illegals with no credit or no ID. Isn't that sweet? Local banks around here take one thing, matricula, that you can get out of a Cracker Jack box. Anyone can go get fake matricula cards from the Mexican consulates and missions. And then just go in and get whatever you want, because it's part of a globalist plan, a globalist operation. It is absolutely essential to their takeover program to complete this. And if Arizona falls, if the feds are able to come in and block Arizona, and you've got treacherous cities like Phoenix and Tucson and others saying, oh, well, we're sanctuary cities, we're going to. And in those cities, I've watched the city council hearings, the illegals tear down American flags, run up Mexican flags, beat people up, attack cars. and they're given a green light. The cops stand down because that's a protected group because they're essential in bringing the republic down. Of course, our government finances their enslavement in Mexico. They're only being used as a weapon. Period. That's all that's happening here. And when we come back from this quick break, I'm going to briefly get into the high treason issue. But the state of the Patriot movement is strong. We found our fighting spirit. We found our legs. We found our spine. We found the red blood coursing through our veins. Black, white, Hispanic, old, young are rediscovering liberty. They're rediscovering the fact that all we've got's this republic. America isn't perfect, but it's the best thing out there. And the globalists want to remove our Bill of Rights and Constitution because it's an obstacle to them. America's going into high-tech bondage, but we've got a chance at the state level to beat them and beat them big time and to not be intimidated by them and to not let their name-calling get to us. And to just go in and take our counties and cities and states back at every level. Every one of you in those positions is on the front lines resisting this tyranny.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films. This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Watching what happens in our republic. Mexico, with its incredibly oppressive anti-immigrant laws, putting people in forced labor camps, torturing them, extorting their families. Mexico admits this is their policy, but we've got to keep our border open. We've got to get free health care. People come in, have their babies, have it all paid for as citizens go bankrupt. But don't worry, once they fully bankrupted America, They're still going to have open borders. It's just that all the nations are going to be just like Mexico. They use poverty as a weapon. Now, I wanted to read to you the definition of high treason. Because what the federal government is doing makes it illegitimate. It is not the federal government. It is openly a group of criminal traitors, by the definition, those aren't just words, who are engaging in the classic act of lowering the drawbridge for the enemy to come in by night, or giving the passcodes to the enemy so that they can make it past the sentries and take over the castle or the city or the encampment. That is high treason. Here is the definition of high treason from the dictionary. You can also look it up in the encyclopedia. Participating in a war against one's country. This is high treason. You know, it's treason to give an enemy some information outside of wartime, but America isn't a war against the globalist. We are under military attack by Mexico and the drug gangs. And what is the president doing? He's aiding them. This is classic high treason. Participating in a war against one's country, attempting to overthrow its government. What's the North American Union? High treason. That's a new form of government. That's overthrowing your government. Spying on its military. What do they do, given all our secrets to the UN and China and Israel and everybody else? Spying on its military, its diplomats, or its secret services for a hostile and foreign power, or attempting to kill its head of state, and perhaps the best-known examples of high treason. High treason is considered a serious offense and carries the death penalty in some countries. But the most archetypal example is giving the passcode so that enemies can come and give the passcode so that the drawbridge is lowered, so that elite troops can then come through the drawbridge, kill the guards on the other side, and open the fortress up to being taken. This is high treason. Suing the state of Arizona when all they're trying to do is protect themselves and over 80 miles of the state has fallen to Mexico. There are federal signs saying don't go down this highway, don't go in this national park, with farmers and ranchers being killed, with half of the jails being filled, half people in the jails being illegal aliens, sheriffs begging for help in SOSs, and they don't have National Guard for the border. No, they've got it for New York State searching citizens for guns, and they've got National Guard to guard the poppy fields in Afghanistan, and they put it on television. They think we're so dumb. Oh, just tell them we grow the opium. The dumb public won't put two and two together that they're shipping it in. Or that we keep it illegal to keep the prices up. Yeah, there's nothing these idiots won't buy. You see that congressman when they asked Bernanke where the trillions went and Bernanke told him to go fly a kite? Let's take everything. These people are complete morons. Hey, what's that little crackhead we got? Obama, that little Harvard CIA guy, that Chicago mobster. Yeah, we got so much dirt on him. There's nothing he won't do. Yeah, we'll just have him sue Arizona, violating the 11th Amendment, which says you can't sue a state. The feds can't, especially, it goes on, if it's on behalf of a foreign power or alien. Yeah, those dumb public doesn't know how to read Article 11. They don't know how to read the 11th Amendment. This is high treason, and we've got a video and a story up on Infowars.com, and I want you to push out viral to everyone. Let's expose this person for high treason. I put my John Hancock on it. Get the article. Give it out to everybody.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their home sale maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at Infowars.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's homegain.com, HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number two. David Icke joins us coming up in the third hour. Then we have Sheriff Richard Mack in the fourth. It is July 8th, 2010 on this Thursday edition. In the last hour, I got into the economy. I'm going to get back into more detail in this hour. Also, the open admissions now by even the Wall Street Journal that the NSA is taking over the Internet with the four branches of the Pentagon and surveilling and taking the entire web over. This dwarfs anything China ever dreamed. You can just search engine the term Cybersecurity Act, and there are literally hundreds of newspapers and websites that are mainstream saying this is Big Brother. Their internal government defense contractor emails calling it the Big Brother system. That's just incredible they're trying this. They are really getting desperate right now. Obama commits act of high treason, sides with foreign power against Arizona. That is the headline. And the article by Alex Jones and Aaron Dykes, and you can read the article about it and get the video and get it out to everyone you know, because the establishment tries to spin things and always take the moral ground. How dare you be against the government taking over health care? Of course, the insurance companies wrote it. It lowers quality of care, jacks up taxes. But they tell the left, oh, it's a freebie. The right wing doesn't want it. Give it to it. Give it to us. Of course, the banks run the whole scam. You're a racist if you are against government takeover of health care. And then Arizona is literally collapsing and having all these serious problems, losing part of the state, total bedlam. Mexico has collapsed. And they say, look, if we stop an illegal alien for drunk driving or whatever, and they're an illegal alien, you know, don't have an ID, we're going to take them in. No, you throw the book at scum citizens, not illegal aliens. Not that the globalists don't hate them as much as they hate citizens, but they're using them right now to drive down the wages. That's what's happening. They're part of the tool, the SPP, the North American Union. And this is high treason for your government to act against its borders, its sovereignty, against it, one of its states, and against the interests of the people when the state is in crisis. This is an act of aiding the enemy. This is an act of high treason. This is a classical act of war against this country. And so instead of them having the fake high ground of going, prove you're not a racist, people go, well, the bill actually just says we'll enforce the law. Shut up. It says you wear Klan hats and want to kill illegals. Remember that congressman? I played that video clip from last week. What was it? Stark. Can we pull that up again, guys? And he's going, oh, we got somebody that doesn't want open borders. What do you want to do? Murder some Hispanics? Well, you want some guns? Kill some more people? They'd killed no one. Minutemen have killed no one. They just want to murder some people, huh? Want to kill them, huh? Hell, you murderers, huh? In this dishonest society, that's what they do. They just, oh, Alex Jones is calling for violence. We're going to talk about it here at the ADL conference, uh-huh. Southern Poverty Law Center. Oh, yeah, Alex Jones is fan killing cops, Totally not true. Doesn't matter. They just think you're dumb. They shovel lies at you like you're a complete buffoon. Oh, you want some more weapons? Oh, kill some more Mexicans. And then the media runs these hoaxes. Yes, all Hispanics are angry. All Hispanics are upset about the racism of Arizona. They're all moving out. Everyone's boycotting Arizona. Well, hell, you don't have to boycott Mexico. It's collapsed. Their tourist industry is over. Can't hide the kidnappings and the murders and the death. I mean, you might as well go to East L.A. and be safer. Run around naked with $1,000 bills taped to your hind end. I mean, you know, see how long you live in either place. Like, I'm going to come back and play this arrogant guy. I mean, this is another person who's a traitorous, treacherous worm. This guy's guilty of treason, too. We'll be right back.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about Calben 5-star soaps for years. This is an American-made product of the highest quality and compares to nothing you will find in stores. You can buy factory direct, shipped via UPS right to your door. Check them out on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091. Take my word for it. Once you've used Pure Soap, you won't buy anything else. Since 1947, Calben Soap Company has been showing consumers that soap can be tough on dirt and gentle on the environment. Buy American and stay clean. As well as support InfoWars, visit 5starsoap.com today or call 1-800-340-7091. Well, Marty, what do you have to say?
As founder and owner for over 63 years, satisfaction is guaranteed or double your dirt back. Call us at 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog or visit our website, 5starsoap.com. Thank you.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
It's not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're now 8 minutes into the second hour. David Icke coming up on a host of issues. Sheriff Richard Mack in the final hour. I'm going to open the phones up. Coming up in the next segment. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. I mean, so what do you make of the Justice Department now officially suing the state of Arizona and Obama now saying that they may sign an executive order to legalize illegal aliens? You know, first it's a rumor they're going to sue Arizona. Then they do it. Then it's a rumor they're going to sign an executive order. Now they're not denying it and saying, well, we are looking at ways to, you know, basically let these people be legal. And then they bring them in, no matter where they're from, and turn them into political weapons against this country. I'm sorry. Over 90% of illegals turn out voting for, well, once they become legalized, gun control, land grabbing, everything the globalists love. And then the system tries to intimidate you. They say, you're racist if you don't want government running your health care and government telling you what to do. And you're racist if you don't like all these Black Panther groups running around constantly saying, kill all the crackers, you know, kill their women, kill their babies. That's standard procedure for these groups. That is not what the Black Panthers were saying 30, 40 years ago. They were saying, get off drugs, don't be part of the system. And you've got to know that these Black Panthers are feds, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, you've got to know that. I notice they go on Fox News, but they don't go on CNN, which they would see as, you know, liberal. They want to go incite the Republicans, and they don't go on this show because I'll call them out as feds. I mean, just like Hal Turner, I told you 10 years ago that top white supremacist was a fed, and the other fed white supremacist, that's why they hate me so much, because I exposed their operations. And I'm telling you right now that these guys are feds, period. Absolutely federal agents or being federally handled. There is no doubt that Khalid Muhammad, kill the women, kill the white children. We've got all these new kill the cracker stuff. I mean, this is just like the grandson of the ADL former head, Adam Gadon, who was arrested beating up Arabs in front of mosque, suddenly becomes the Al-Qaeda leader saying Al-Qaeda is going to get you. I mean, give me a break. It's fake. And it's come out that it's fake. Just like the CIA admits they've made fake bin Laden tapes. In the Washington Post, they admitted it a month and a half ago in the Spy Talk column. They were interviewed and they said, yes, we made fake videos. They're fake. It's fake. It's fake. These Black Panthers are fake. Most of the white supremacists are fake. How many times do I have to be right until people realize I know what I'm talking about? I've got the enemy playbook. I've studied them. It's all I do. Listen to Pete Stark. You want to hear a traitor. The left in this country, these are the eugenicists. These are the control freaks. These are the poverty pimps. These are the Rezco type and Obama types. And they sit there and say, oh, you're criticizing the open border. You're a Minuteman. You're killing people. Number one, I did some research. These weren't Minutemen. The Minutemen haven't killed anybody. It's just all lies. Oh, you're disagreeing with me. Oh, have some more guns. Murder some more people. And then he says, we don't have a border problem. Let's play this clip.
Well, we can't get enough Minutemen armed. We'd like to get all the Minutemen armed so that they can stop shooting people
here. It's not
our
job. We're just citizens. It's the United States government constitutionally protect us.
Well, so I say we'll try and get you some more arms and get you down there to.
We don't want to go down there. We want to have lives of normal lives. We pay taxes and we pay to have the government take care of our borders.
Is that all?
Is that all what?
The government should do.
Well, that's one of the things the government is supposed to do. That's what the federal government is there for. They said they were going to do it, and they're not doing it.
Well, then we don't need the Minutemen.
That's correct. Good. We don't want it.
Send the Minutemen home. That's a good idea.
Good pause.
Why don't you ask a question?
And he giggles and laughs like Mr. Rogers there. Then let's send the Minutemen home. You ever notice these politicians talk to you like you're three? You ever notice NPR talks to you like you're a four-year-old? All real soft, just like when you're trying to domesticate a horse that you're not going to ever take care of or ride. You're going to sell it to the French for steaks. But you want to, come here. Come here. Let me slit your throat real slow. I'm a big fat traitor parasite. I'm a sack of garbage. But let's listen to this guy go on and say that there's no border problem. Here it is.
Answer the question.
What answer?
Your smart answer.
Wait a minute. You don't want to. What kind of an answer would you like, young man? He asked the question. Look, can I answer? Do you mind if I answer his question? Excuse me.
Please do answer the question.
Yeah, what's your question?
The question is, why is the federal government leaving our borders porous for anybody to come in anywhere they want?
If you knew anything about our borders, you would know that that's not the case. Our borders are quite secure, thank you.
How do you know that?
That's enough. Turn it off. It gets even worse. Then he says, oh, we've got a law where the illegals are legal to come up here and pick fruit and go back and forth. It turns out the law was gotten rid of in the mid-1960s. I mean, just total delusional, because they're used to a public that doesn't know which end is up, that will buy into anything. One of the highest crime rates in the country is Arizona, in those border areas. Upwards of 100 miles into the state is being denied to citizens. This is on record. I mean, no one can deny the border is on fire. Mexico has collapsed. There's kidnappings every day on the U.S. side, and the media keeps it very quiet. And then, meanwhile, we see these articles out of England over and over again where, in one case, a farmer was broken in three times, beaten up in several of the cases. He finally got a hold of an old shotgun with 50-something-year-old shells in it and shot one of the illegal alien, it was actually gypsies, attackers in his house, only hurt them, and they sued him, won. He was given life in prison. Remember that famous case? And every week I see articles without even looking. This is out without looking, where woman 57 indicted in England for stabbing a man who broke into her apartment and was raping her. And they never charged the rapist, and they charged the woman. And you see stories out of Chicago, and it's always an old man. 94-year-old retired railway worker who was Bronze Star winner and Battle of the Bulge. I mean, these are real cases. We've interviewed some of them. 84-year-old railway worker in Virginia arrested after fighting off men in his home. They stabbed him twice before he got to the firearm. He shot them. He's been charged. I mean, I'm just throwing out from memory, vague cases. You've seen them all. In fact, they looked at indicting that beetle. He's died of cancer now. What, Harrison or whatever his name was? A few years before he died, the guy broke in. He, like a coward, started chanting, Hare Krishna or whatever, thinking that would magically fix it. I'm not bashing Hare Krishnas. I just think that was ridiculous. And his wife finally beat a lamp over the guy's head, and they looked at charging her. No, when somebody breaks in on you, whether it's the government or anybody else, you submit and you lay down or you go to jail. Now, I'm seeing more and more of these. And in 6 months, I'll say, remember the guy outside Denver. I won't remember the name or the details. But today we have the details. And we have the articles up on Infowars.com. And 82-year-old Robert Wallace, we did some research. Of course, he's a highly decorated veteran, but that's not in the article. You have to dig deeper because they don't want to let you know that somebody's a veteran. It shows the poor old guy. He wouldn't do an interview out there sweating, working in his workshop. It's an old family home that he's lived in all his life. He was born there. It's an area that was rural but now is becoming urban. And the illegal aliens came on his property, hooked it up. He came out, told him, get off his property, and they tried to run him over, so he shot one of them in the face. Now, under every state law out there, unless you're in Mafia Chicago or Mafia New York City, you're allowed to defend yourself or your property. They don't care, though. I've seen cases in Texas where people are being attacked at night, and the police go ahead and arrest them when they shoot somebody. And so they've now arrested him and charged him with first-degree murder. So they're saying this was deliberate. And he's facing life in prison or even possibly the death penalty under Colorado law, I guess. And they've even had the district attorney out making excuses going, well, maybe we'll lower the charges down a bit later. I mean, no. The guy was under attack by citizens, by Easter bunnies, by illegal Mexicans, whatever. He should be able to shoot them. But again, it's holy to the New World Order to not let you defend yourself. So here's a clip from me yesterday reading out of the news, and then the short clip from the actual TV station. We'll go to break with this. Here it is. This one, this is out of KDVR out of Denver, Colorado. Thieves could go free while victim faces jail time. Two illegal aliens were stealing his trailer. He ran out and told them to stop. He shot one of them who got injured, and he's going to face life in jail, and they're to be released because basically they're illegal aliens and God. So this is your criminal government, ladies and gentlemen, who wants to take your right to defend your life and property, just like England does.
You saw last night on Fox 31 News at 9, we told you about an 82-year-old man who shot at two men stealing from him. The crooks confessed, but it looked like the elderly homeowner was going to be charged in the case. Tonight, there is a chance the charges won't stick against him. Fox 31 investigative reporter.
Why was he charged?
As the explanation.
Why was he charged?
82-year-old Robert Wallace has lived in his Wheat Ridge home all his life, but he could lose everything, including his freedom, for what he describes as an act of defending his property and his life.
They have seriously overcharged this.
Wallace admits he fired two shots at two men. He says they almost ran over him as they were stealing his flatbed trailer. One of the men, Demasio Torres, confessed to the theft. Torres and his partner in crime, Alvaro Cardona, have previous arrest records and are believed to be in the country illegally. Now, despite the confession, they are not charged with anything.
Back it up a little. We're going to come back and finish this, but America is literally the happy hunting ground. The illegals can have 100 aliases if they want. They can rob, cheat, steal, kill, drive around with fake plates. The police are ordered to leave them alone. And then they go on somebody's little farm. It's a farm. They're hooking the trailer up. They try to run over the old man who's hobbling around. And he shoots one of them. And the police can't wait to clap him in irons because they've been trained to hate Americans.
What started as an idea to provide power for a small hunting cabin has grown into a passion for creating an alternative energy source that's both affordable and reliable. At Wind Blue Power, our goal is to provide you with the best selection of parts and accessories to power your own ideas. Whether you're building a wind generator from scratch or you prefer a complete bolt-together kit, we've got you covered with fast worldwide shipping and impeccable customer service. Visit us at windbluepower.com. Think green, go blue at Wind Blue Power.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials where you can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636, 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
must be some kind of way out of here, said a joker to the thief.
All right, let's continue with this local newscast out of Colorado, where they're just with a straight face reporting that an 82-year-old man saw people stealing his trailer, and he walked out with a firearm, and which is completely legal, and said, stop. They tried to run him over. So he shot one of the guys, and the reports are some glass from the car flew into his face, and they plead guilty. Why'd they plead guilty? Because they know they're just going to be released. They're not charged. Remember this. This is the same in England. They're not charged. That wouldn't be neighborly. We want you to become a citizen, and then we'll suck you dry. Your key to globalism. And the old man is charged with first-degree murder. Murder. And now they're talking about, well, maybe we'll drop the charges. They want to set the precedent, ladies and gentlemen, where you can't protect yourself or your property. They can't stand it. You know, there's no liability for government to protect you from crime, but they don't want you to be able to protect yourself. This is a treasonous, treacherous government. Let's continue with the audio.
You saw last night on Fox 31 News at 9, we told you about an 82-year-old man who shot at two men stealing from him. The crooks confessed, but it looked like the elderly homeowner was going to be charged in the case. Tonight, there is a chance the charges won't stick against him. Fox 31 investigative reporter Julie Hayden has the explanation.
82-year-old Robert Wallace has lived in his Wheat Ridge home all his life, but he could lose everything, including his freedom, for what he describes as an act of defending his property and his life.
They have seriously overcharged this.
Wallace admits he fired two shots at two men. He says they almost ran over him as they were stealing his flatbed trailer. One of the men, Damasio Torres, confessed to the theft. Torres and his partner in crime, Alvaro Cardona, have previous arrest records and are believed to be in the country illegally. Now, despite the confession, they are not charged with anything, while Wallace, the homeowner, faces a dozen felony counts, including attempted first-degree murder that could put him in prison for the rest of his life.
So they have simply charged him with these things in an effort to put him in a position where he has to plea bargain.
Jefferson County DA Scott Story on Peter Boyle's KHOW radio show today indicates he will be taking a closer look at the harsh charges against Wallace.
During the pendency of the prosecution, then aggravation, mitigation, all those factors you're talking about come into play. And we're not there yet.
Rec predicts the Jeffco DA will drop the attempted first-degree murder charges.
The odds of Mr. Wallace being convicted of attempted first-degree murder approach zero.
But he says it's wrong for prosecutors to put someone like the homeowner through the stress and the expense.
It is not right to charge somebody with these multiple counts where you know with certainty, and this prosecutor knows with certainty, that they have no desire to convict him of these crimes. I haven't talked to the prosecutor, but I just know it from years of being in these trenches.
But no one is dropping the charges just yet. Meanwhile, the man remains out on bond, due back in court in September. Julie Hayden, Fox 31 News.
Folks, when I say that if you have a portrait of John Wayne hanging in your house, you are literally al-Qaeda to this government. If you're a veteran, if you're a gun owner, if you're protecting your property, we have the MIAC reports, we have the federal reports, the police are trained, you are the scum of the earth. This old man should have let him steal his trailer, and then he wouldn't even have got insurance for it. The cops wouldn't have come out. That old man exists to literally be a TV dinner for illegal aliens. And then we have these Black Panthers running around. Let's play some of this.
Intimidating that you have a stick in your hand. That's why. You know?
Who are you?
I'm an attorney.
I mean, that's a weapon, so that's why I'm a little worried.
The Department of Justice went after those new Black Panthers, won the case, and was ready to talk sentencing, when suddenly, under the new leadership of Eric Holder, someone at the DOJ made the call to drop the case.
King Samir Shabazz is the new Black Panther Party's Philadelphia leader. This new Panther version of Black Power does not include white participation.
I hate white people. All of them. Every last iota of a cracker, I hate him. We didn't come out here to play today. There's too much serious business going on in the Black community to be out here sliding through South Street with white, dirty, cracker whore on our arm, and we call ourselves Black men with African garb on. What the hell is wrong with you, black man? You had a doom day with a white girl on your damn arm. You want freedom? You're gonna have to kill some crackers. You're gonna have to kill some of their babies.
Well, there you go. That guaranteed government finance right there. But again, that's okay. But then the media says I'm calling for violence when I'm not. It's all Southern Poverty Law Center run. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Listen up, folks. This is important. Alex Jones here. Now you can get free shipping on the storable, easy-to-fix, delicious food from eFoodsDirect.com. From July 4th through July 14th, we have looming evacuations in the Southeast, unemployment insurance running out, and predictions of huge inflation. So we all need to get as much food as we can. Every one of you needs to buy as much storable food as possible. This is the perfect time to do just that with eFoods Direct and take advantage of their free shipping special. When you order from eFoodsDirect.com from July 4th through July 14th, every dollar you spend will buy the food, and eFoods Direct will pay for the shipping in the continental United States. This is Alex Jones wishing you and your family true independence this 4th of July with great food and free shipping through July 14th from eFoodsDirect.com. You can order on the website eFoodsDirect.com or simply call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/ship-free.
The Fall of America and the Western World is an all-new 10-hour documentary and survival guide rolled into one. In this film, you will see the reasons why our government is failing and what you can do to prepare. Featuring Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, Joseph Farah, David Icke, Naomi Wolf, G. Edward Griffin, Doug McIntyre, Mark Crispin Miller, Mickey Z, Doug Casey, David McElhaney, and myself, Alex Jones. Protect yourself and get the tools you need to protect your family from these difficult times. The Fall of America and the Western World at www.thefallofamerica.net or click on the banners at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Again, that website's www.thefallofamerica.net or call 800-655-1577. Prepare yourself and the ones you love today. fallofamerica.net.
Government health care, open borders, tyranny, losing your guns, your private property, you're a racist. Meanwhile, all the big foundations, Ford Foundation and others, fund Mecha, La Raza, Black Panthers, all of it to run around saying, get Whitey, this is going to be the mythical kingdom of Aslan. And it's all just to get everybody at each other's throats. Meanwhile, the feds have been caught financing the leaders of the white supremacist groups. Not to surveil them, but to create division. So they can say, look, let's censor the internet. Or so criticism of Israel and other things is so cartoonish, no one takes it serious. This is all so we can't have a real debate in this country. And we've got to stand with Arizona and other states that are moving to block the destruction of our sovereignty. And that's why this video, press release, that I have put out dealing with high treason that's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com is so vitally important. I'm asking all of you to get it out to everyone you know. Obama commits act of high treason, sides with foreign power against America. There's another video I shot yesterday with, you know, great documents and articles added by Rob Dew that breaks down that troops are slowly taking over the United States and now engaged in gun confiscation. This is mainstream news. And people are like, well, I've been hearing that forever. I guess it's okay. I mean, see, I'm not even that upset now the gun confiscation's begun. That they've got mobile X-ray machines pulling people over in the U.S., taking guns from them, the Army. Because I've known it for so long, it was going on in the background. Now it's just out in the open. I'm like, well, we knew that was coming. See how we're being conditioned to accept this? You got David Icke coming up, always intriguing. And then Sheriff Richard Mack. But right now, as promised, let's go to your calls. Please have your questions and comments ready because I want to be able to get to the next person so we can get everybody on. Because I've got some more news I want to hit right before we go to David Icke starting at the start of the next hour. Let's go to Frank in Florida. Frank, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, sir. I have a question and a comment. The top of the pyramid, some people say that the Catholic Church is at the top and that there's a black pope who runs everything with the Jesuit order. Others say it's Zionists and Israel. And then Eustace Mullen says it's the Queen of England and black nobility. So which one is it?
Well, Frank, I appreciate your call. A lot of people spend all their time obsessing over what organization or group runs the New World Order. The New World Order is an idea of the priest class, which can be made up of anybody, who understands the secret knowledge of how to control populations and how to deceive people versus the rest of society. And there's wickedness in high places. You know, that's why the Founding Fathers said keep government small, because it's almost always corrupt and bad. And so it's not an anti-Catholic thing. It's not an anti-Jew thing. It's not an anti-British thing, you know, or an anti-Chinese thing. I mean, the Chinese government's corrupt. The British government's corrupt. The Israeli government's corrupt. The Iranian government's corrupt. The Russian government's corrupt. They're just all evil. And it doesn't matter what government I look at. They're all into the occult at the top. They're into decadence. It's just what power does. Power corrupts absolute. Power corrupts absolutely, as Lord Acton said. So I see the Pope promoting world government. I see Israel promoting world government. I see the British Crown promoting world government. It's just the whole world is in the thrall of this thing. But that is an indictment of individuals that are within groups. You know, I'm just here trying to defend our sovereignty and our republic and trying to keep the taxes from being raised and trying to bring the fractional reserve banking system to justice. Instead of the media always and the foundations, they know how to divide and conquer, sidetracking us with, well, who runs those banks? Well, who runs those banks? Well, let's talk about that all day instead of, hey, the banks won't say where the money went. Let's not let them take over. You know, I mean, I'm just here trying to reach as many people as I can. Pappy in Illinois listening on FM radio, because I don't think there's a 121.59, so I'm not sure what station that is. Pappy, what does your radio say for an affiliate there? And I can tell you.
It's AM. It's 121.59 AM.
Okay, well, I learn new things every day. Maybe it's high-def AM or something. Okay. Hey. What's on your mind, Pappy?
All right, I'm in Chicago, the area. Okay, I heard everything you're saying, and I agree with it. Here's what you have to do, in my opinion. InfoWars, you have to have a box around it, that what you're stating for the day, and where we have to contact people. How do we change this stuff? What do we do to get our voices heard?
Well, I mean, I give out the basic facts. We take your calls. We have different guests on with different ideas. I don't even agree with, you know, every guest we have on, but it's different perspectives. And I'm pointing out the state rights are the key. We need to get the voting numbers up in the states. We need to take our states back and have them enforce the Constitution. We need to point out that the president's engaged in high treason by the classical definition. We need to point out that the war with Iran is going to be a globalist distraction and to be used to expand the police state and bankrupt us further. We've got to point out that GMO foods and fluoride are really hurting us and show people all the government documents that we link to and the films I've made and all the facts we've covered. I mean, it's all right there, Pappy. And then it's up to you what you do as a leader in your area. And we do give phone numbers out. We do, you know, say call this committee on this issue or I mean, we do that from time to time, but my show is not the whole world. I mean, my show is influential, but it's influential in its totality, in its aggregate, in its whole. My body of work, tirelessly, like a woodpecker. I mean, a little woodpecker pecking at a tree over a couple of years can cut a whole tree down. You know, basically pothole it till the tree falls over. But in a day, he can only drill 30 or 40 holes in it, getting worms out. So, I mean, I've woodpeckered a lot of trees here, but by myself each day pecking away, I'm not that powerful. All of the power I have is through you, and all the power you have is through me, and you know, all of us together. But what are your ideas for solutions, Pappy?
You have to tell us where to go. Where do we email? Where do we call? What do we do, man?
Well, I mean, Pappy, I appreciate your call, but I mean, like I said, you must be missing what I'm saying. This is a huge world with almost 7 billion people in it. What, 6,750,000,000+? And there are, I mean, go on ABC websites with comment boards. Go on the Houston Chronicle comment boards with thousands of people on it and talk about the New World Order. Talk about InfoWars.com. People are now ready to be awakened, but we haven't finished that awakening process. And then we point out to them, hey, they're arresting people for defending themselves. Hey, they're leaving our borders open. Hey, the government's corrupt. Hey, let's let you know, run for office. I've got Sheriff Mack coming up in the last hour about getting good sheriffs elected. And then under the law, they can keep feds out for stuff that isn't their jurisdiction. I mean, the feds in the past couldn't come in your county, but for the smallest, reasons. And by small reasons, I mean, they couldn't come in for easy reasons. I mean, very tightly defined areas. Very small jurisdiction. And then we've just been trained by media and culture and DAs and everybody else and mayors and county commissioners to bend over to the feds because they're bringing us, quote, all this free money. Remember that county sheriff in Albany going, I love the army searching everybody and getting guns. They got money we don't have, all this free money. It ain't free. It is not free. I mean, what is it that you don't understand? We've got to take control of our government at the state level. That's where they're trying to head us off at the pass. That's what they're running around like chickens with their heads cut off, freaked out about. We've got to come together against tyranny, come together against big government, come together against the big banks that run it, point out the New World Order, stop the SDR, stop the completion of the Copenhagen Treaty. People are like, well, what do we do about the global carbon tax? Well, you fight it at the city council. You fight it at the state house. You fight it at the federal level. The globalists, have you noticed they can't get cap and trade through federally? But every week I read about another city being paid off by these foreign banks. I mean, Austin just erected $2.6 billion in taxes that in the next 3 years just on our energy bills to be paid to foreign banks. They're seizing MOPAC to slam toll roads on it. It's illegal. We blocked them 3 years ago. Well, we got to block them again. These crooks always try again. I got Sheriff Mack coming on to talk about solutions of getting sheriffs elected. There isn't some magic, you know, thing to do. I mean, there's targets everywhere. All this show is solutions. That's why COINTELPRO say we don't offer them. All we offer is solutions. What did I say in the video I stayed late to, you know, do yesterday? I mean, on top of the four-hour show, we made a video, we put the documents to it, showing you how the military is quietly taking over America. And I say in there, wherever you live in towns where this is happening, you go explain to your sheriffs and your police and your city council this is illegal, and you go out and you confront these people, and it is illegal, and you say no, no, no. See, they know how to push, 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 and then we bitch and complain, but then we just bend over and acquiesce. You've got to keep pushing, ladies and gentlemen. You've got to get aggressive. I mean, you ever played tug of war with a bulldog and it just won't let go? We've got to be more like bulldogs and not like some other breed of dog that just lets go of the, you know, lets go. I mean, I got a French bulldog. It's a sweet little dog, but catches frisbees, plays soccer, can bounce the ball four times on his head. I mean, this is a genius dog. And he's a bulldog, so he's got those genetics to not let go of something. Just, and unless you give him the command to let go of it, he won't. I mean, the jaws lock. He's got a giant head. He looks like a cartoon bulldog. They've overbred most bulldogs. They don't look like what they looked like in photos 100 years ago. This dog looks like a bulldog from a Looney Tunes cartoon. You guys have seen him in the office. I mean, does Captain not look like a fine Looney Tunes specimen bulldog? I mean, he's archetypal. And you've got to latch on and not let go. You've got to decide that you're not going to have all the answers. Okay, you create a local handbill you hand out with websites and info, and what's happening? Make it a local handbill, a national handbill. National issues, local issues. Get my films, make copies, give them to people. Have a showing at the local library. Put an ad in Green Sheets. Five people show up. That can be the core that do great things. I was talking to an administrator of a Christian school that only has school 2 days a week. They've become quite successful here in Austin. They've only been around 4 years, and the rest is homeschool. And they talked about how three of them got together 5 years ago with a mission to provide classical education and, you know, Christian environment as support for homeschoolers, and they've just built something incredible in just a few years. By dedication. But, I mean, it's just, again, you've got to go from the dreaming stage to putting it into the function stage. And now I'm ranting and not going to your calls. It's just, Pappy sounded frustrated. Hey, Pappy, I don't have the money to have just employees sitting here every day saying, Alex, what's your action alert of who we call or who we go after? I mean, I have people call me and say, give me the number to Congress. And I've given it out hundreds of times. But why would I have to? Why would I have to, you know, give you everything? Why do I have to do everything? I mean, I'm not complaining about you griping at me. It's just that what is the mindset of you're expecting me to fly up like a mama bird and give you a worm? They just put Fox up on the screen, and then they're reporting, I have the AP article here, where they're going to ban sugary drinks and foods in city buildings. First, it's plastic bottles. And see, it sounds reasonable, but it sets the precedent that they control your everyday life. And now the feds are talking about banning all these different foods and drinks, but not aspartame, you know, not sodium fluoride, not MSG. Again, oh, sugar's killing you. We're going to put a tax on it. Let's go to Mike in Georgia. Mike, you're on the air.
Corruption.
Okay, I missed the first part of what you said, so go ahead and start over.
The BP engineered eruption that took place in the Gulf. There was a guest on the other day that indicated he believed that this was due to they were adhering to outdated standards at the depth they were at. I'm wondering what those possibly could have been. I'm not aware of any standards.
Well, it wasn't outdated standards. They were just ignoring all of the standards and common procedure that they've learned over the last 100 years plus of drilling. The engineers from the major companies, Anadarko, Halliburton, Schlumberger, others, told them this will cause the well to blow up. And it had already exploded 2 months before. It was already leaking. Okay.
It wasn't an accident then. It was mission accomplished.
Well, that's been my opinion and my view, and it's congruent with the blocking of the aid and the fact that BP is a kingpin with the carbon tax and has invested everything in it and literally owns hundreds of billions themselves in derivatives attached to this. And yes, but we've had other guests on who disagree, and people email me going, why do you have a guest on that disagrees with you? Well, because we're having a debate. We're having a discussion about it, and I'm trying to hear what they think. Look, this whole thing's staged 100%. The evidence is crystal clear. I mean, I know that. I mean, I can integrate all the points and know it's a 99% chance that it's totally staged. But we know, bare minimum, they're using it to push the carbon tax. They've got the former chief economist of the World Bank in the news. IMF in the news, saying that they want a global carbon tax out of this and they should use it for that. I mean, this is going on. Obama has said that.
Did you say you had an uncle that was an engineer and you might be able to get him on the show?
No, I was saying I have a dead great uncle who just died last year, who ran one of the biggest plants in Houston, and so yeah, he worked on that. But I do have family and people, and we have worked. We have had some engineers on. We've had some guests on, but this is very specialized. And most of these people who work for, say, Schlumberger or other companies, they won't talk because if they talk, they'll be blackballed as engineers. I mean, it's a very specialized group that are drilling, you know, 15,000, 20,000, 30,000 foot wells.
Basically, they excavated out the natural restraints and set it to erupt.
Yes, and they didn't allow the proper capping and plugging. And they gave orders that were completely backwards. They said, we're going to dump seawater in to pressurize it to be cheaper, and then we're going to stick cement and mud on top of that. And the engineer said, look, you can't do that. The pressure's too high. It will blow out. And BP said, you will do it. I mean, that came out in the Coast Guard hearings with the survivors. And it's been...
Every dog scratches his own fleas, and since this is right in our bathtub, I think the more people could be made aware that there's it's ludicrous to think that this was an accident and that this was an assault, the more likely that we're going to have people making responses to try to do something about the situation.
Well, I totally agree with you, and they're trying to keep people out of the Gulf. They're now telling mainstream media and county and city officials, authorities, not public servants, but the big officials, the feds are saying that the county commissioners and city council can't even go to the beach. That's ABC News. That's up on Infowars.com today. I mean, that's the arrogance of these people. I appreciate your call. I mean, this is just the precedent setting case of you sit down and shut up and you're our slaves. I mean, it's happening. We're going to go to break and come back with your calls. But before we do, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, you should check out MySolarBackup.com because there's never been a better time to start getting off the grid and generate your own supply of electrical power. Here's why. Plug-and-play solar generators are now available from Solutions from Science. These portable power systems need no installation and supply household current wherever and whenever you need it, producing electricity directly from the sun. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly and emits no fumes. It's like having your own electric power plant, and it's perfect for your home or your campsite. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. You can also give them a call at 877-327-0365.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool. And that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Took it all away.
to be simulcasting the last 2 hours today, as we always do. Starting next week, I'm going to do all of the hours simulcast at PrisonPlanet.tv. But David Icke to talk about a host of issues, always intriguing, coming up in the next hour. And then, of course, solutions, how to get good sheriffs elected, not just good representatives at the State House, but good sheriffs who will enforce the Bill of Rights and Constitution. There's more than one way to skin a cat. And the globalists have taken over the federal government and are very scared of the states saving the republic. And so that is so important with Sheriff Richard Mack coming up in the last hour today. I do want to go back to your calls here for just a moment. In fact, John just gave me a fresh list of Chris, Eric, Josh, Chad, Angelica, and others that are patiently holding. But I just want to briefly, because we're almost 2 hours into the show, just point out that our sponsors do make this radio show possible, and I appreciate you supporting them. And also the books, the videos, the materials. And the books and videos, they are the solution. They are the educational tool. The people perish for lack of knowledge. And the new film by Bill Still, The Secret of Oz, really exposes the bankers and has solutions for monetary reform and is very well done. And it's available at Infowars.com, and it's discounted even though it's a brand new film. We also have some new specials where you can get a free ball cap with Infowars.com when you get a T-shirt. And we have some video deals where you can get a free copy of the New World Order documentary, or you can get a free copy of Endgame or Terror Storm right now at Infowars.com on both of our shopping carts, or you can call toll-free 888-253-3139 or write to me, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. Okay, let's go ahead and go to Chris in Florida. Chris, thanks for holding. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, it seems like you're using a lot of yoga terms lately, talking about energization and building up our nerves, and I need to mention we always need to keep improving our nervous system's ability to handle more of our loving Creator's unconditional love, consciously direct that in where we feel best, rather than expecting you to come up with every answer. Have you heard about, on another note, have you heard about our Florida Chief Investment Officer, Ash Bell C. Williams, or Ash Williams? May 25th, he approved Florida State pension funds be invested in several hedge funds, and one of which is a hedge fund that's high risk and with a firm that he was previously a member of.
No, Chris, I haven't heard that, but you can send the headline article to showtips@infowars.com. But 3 months ago, I went completely ape for weeks with Bloomberg and AP and Reuters articles where it said federal regulators are ordering private pension fund and government pension fund managers. They can't order them. I mean, there was no authority to, quote, invest in failed banks. So they are stealing your pension funds now. Most people will lose all or part of it, and it's just the crime of the century. But by the time people figure it out, they'll be nuking Iran. But what's the headline? Do you have one of the articles in front of you?
One is Florida Pension Agency Head Blurs Line Between State Personal Business. And
say that headline again, guys. Search this because all we need is the first part. What's the first part again?
Well, there are two articles.
Head of Florida Pension Fund Agency, what'd you say?
Yes, Florida Pension Agency head blurs line between state personal business.
All right, we'll find that. What's the next one?
And I'll have to find that in just a moment.
No, listen, great job, great points. That's a caller. That's a solution. He's warning you. Yeah, my guy's found it. There it is. Pittsburgh, St. Petersburg Times. Florida Pension Agency taking your pension funds.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. with continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products. You can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, he's the former head of the Green Party in England, championship goalie, international BBC presenter, multi-time best-selling author, and somebody who's really expanded people's paradigms and gotten them to look into a lot of very interesting places. And so much of what David Icke predicted more than 15 years ago, unfortunately, has unfolded. I agree with him that we're on the verge of a world transformation, an awakening. The system is panicking with divide and conquer. There's no doubt they blew the oil well. There's no doubt they're now admitting we're going into a depression, trying to start World War III. They know they're losing control. And let me tell you, this is the most important time in human history up to this point. He's with us for the next hour. David Icke, thank you for being on with us.
Pleasure, Alex.
Well, we were just talking during that one-minute break, and you were saying that you do believe this is the quickening or the beginning of the acceleration of a real paradigm shift. There's a lot of issues I want to go over, but what's on David Icke's radar screen that you think is most important right now?
Well, I think, you know, what we're seeing on the surface, horrendous as it is a manifestation of something that's actually much, much deeper than this. There's no doubt whatsoever. I mean, I've seen it so blatantly over the last 20 years, gathering pace and gathering pace. There is an awakening going on. It's not the majority yet, but minds are opening. Now, as minds are opening, they're seeing what they couldn't see before. And what the cabal wants to do is keep those minds shut. And one of the most effective ways of doing this is why we've got to stay really strong and focused in this period we're going through now. And it's going to be a number of years of major challenges. The way that they are seeking to keep us from awakening, to keep our minds closed, is to keep us focused on fear, keep us focused on survival, keep us bewildered, keep us in a state of constant anxiety about what's happening and what about the future. What about the kids? What about the job? The way of life in the Gulf has gone. Oh my goodness! A war in Iraq, in Iran now. What's going? Oh no! Now there's an economic depression. Oh my! This is all orchestrated to throw everything, not just the kitchen sink, but the plug as well, at humanity in general, so that we are so focused on survival and fear and anxiety that we don't go and continue this process of awakening, so we can actually expand our minds to see what the closed minds before could not see. It's a battle for our minds. It may not seem like that. It may seem like it's just another manufactured catastrophe in the Gulf, another war in Iran, another economic collapse. But all these things are orchestrated to fire at our minds, and our minds are the target, because from our state of perception of self and the world comes our behavior and our actions.
That's right. I've noticed the globalists dominate by just getting our attention and always creating new crises, so we watch the mainstream television, so we pay attention to them, and they dominate how we dress and what we think and what we eat, and just literally get us sucked into this false tapestry, this false reality that they are projecting. And now they're openly saying they want to start shutting off the web, which shows that they realize they wanted to use it as a tool of domination, but that it's backfiring against them.
That's the word, Alex, attention. It's a battle for our attention, because the idea is to hold humanity in a state where we are filtering and seeing ourselves and the world only through the five senses. We are multi-dimensional consciousness awareness. We are far, far greater than what we appear to be when we look in the mirror and say, that's David Icke, or that's Alex Jones, or that's Ethel Smith. And what they want us to do is keep our attention on the five senses. And that's what we do when we are in fear, when we are in anxiety, when we're worrying about the future, when we have this sense of fear of not surviving. That pulls us into the five senses, and that's what they're trying to do.
And then the system poses as the saviors and says, we'll keep you safe, just let us run your life. Stay there, David Icke. Back in 3 minutes. A lot of key info straight ahead.
Alex Jones here with urgent information concerning TrendsResearch.com. The Trends Journal distills the voluminous ongoing research of the Trends Research Institute into a concise, readily accessible form. By tracking 300 separately defined domestic and international trends, the Trends Journal establishes the connections that others fail to see or misinterpret. Gerald Celente's Trends Journal allows you to anticipate change, recognize the implications, and take protective strategies. Individual readers from every walk of life can put the Trends Journal Trends Forecast and Trends Analysis to practical use. Extra information to keep you well informed throughout the year. When any current event of major social, economic, or political significance occurs, Trends Journal notifies its subscribers of their implications. When you subscribe to the Trends Journal, you'll also receive Trends Alerts. Visit TrendsResearch.com today. That's TrendsResearch.com. Subscribe to the Trends Journal. This information is too important to wait. This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones asking you for a minute of your time to tell you about soap. Not detergents, but good old-fashioned pure soap made by the Calbin Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company. My family, staff, friends, and radio listeners are constantly telling me how much they love these products for bath, hair, laundry, and dishes. There is nothing like these factory-direct, big-money-saving, triple-concentrated soaps anywhere. Get a free detailed catalog by calling 800-340-7091 or see them online at 5starsoap.com or infowars.com. Let's talk to the owner of 5 Star Soap, Marty Schachter, and see what he has to say.
As founder and owner for over 63 years, people keep asking me, how's business? I'm happy to say our business is going down the drain. Call us at 1-800-340-7091. Visit our website, 5starsoap.com, for buying our 1 to 2 month soap sampler. Thank you.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, we've got David Icke with us for the rest of the hour. If you just joined us, former head of the UK Green Party, champion goalie, a BBC presenter, best-selling author, and always interesting to get his perspective on things. I always find it thought-provoking. And very apropos of what's happening in our world, we always find his perspective to be enlightening. David, instead of us getting into, you know, generalities or, you know, myself getting into, you know, long diatribes about my view of what's happening, today I really want to try to sit back. We'll see if I can do it because you bring up so many points that make me want to chime in and just throw out questions and get your take on it. The globalists, are overrunning the West with third world populations. Why are they doing this?
Well, it's two things we need to know to get a perspective on the world is where this cabal wants to take the world and the methods they use to take us there. And where they want to take the world, of course, as we well know, is to a global fascist dictatorship with the end of countries, the end of borders, where basically you just have the world government dictating to massive regional blocks, and anything below that is just irrelevant. And one of the great barriers to that happening is the people's sense of their own culture, their own country, their own sovereign nation, if you like. And because people, if they have a real sense of country, and you know, I'm not saying that I'm into all this, but a lot of people are, and this is the point from the cabal's point of view, they will resist giving that power away, say from the United States to the North American Union, in Britain to the European Union. And so the idea is to break down that sense of culture by basically breaking down the culture. And you do that by opening borders to other cultures. Now, I'm not saying one culture is better than another. I'm just trying to explain here what they're doing from their perspective. And that you let different cultures pour into the same area, and suddenly it becomes a cocktail. And there is no single culture anymore that people can identify with. And that is all the time loosening and weakening people's sense of need to resist the giving away of sovereignty to unions and to a world government, because they've lost the sense of culture that they had before. See, this is why what we're talking about here is happening all over the world, because, of course, it's a global agenda. In Europe, the European Union has brought down the borders all over Europe, and every time another country comes into the European Union, their borders come down, and they're the borders between them and every other country comes down. And so from Eastern Europe, for instance, people pour into Western European countries, and it becomes, again, exactly the same thing, a cocktail of cultures, which eventually becomes just nothing that really is something people can identify
with. And the globalists can also play those different groups off against each other. Not only will they give up their rights, but then I see the trendies always counter back. Oh, well, it's like Star Trek, which we know is predictive programming. We'll all be unified in love. But this isn't some loving world government that we decided to lovingly join. This was covertly built. They now admit it was a covertly built. And it's authoritarian, dehumanizing, and its admitted end game is global depopulation.
Yeah, exactly. And this is a very, very interesting point, a very important point about playing one off against the other. You know, the people that pour from the poorer countries into the richer countries through the borders coming down are just as much pawns in this game as those in the countries, the indigenous population that are affected by that. It's not good guys and bad guys we're talking about here. It's different aspects of the human race being used as pawns in the same game. And this is why, instead of fighting each other, we need to start looking at what unites us all, which is the fact that we're all the target of this cabal, this global fascist dictatorship in the making, and the very fast making. I mean, we have proof in this country a few months ago now, that during the Blair administration, they were allowing people immigration into Britain on a scale they weren't admitting to. It came out, one of the people involved blew the whistle on this. And what they were actually saying is they wanted to have so much immigration into Britain that it would, this is the quote, change British society forever. And in that one quote, we have the prime reason for bringing the borders down. This is what they've done in Europe. I mean, the government here now, the new government of Cameron, saying, oh, we must slow down immigration into Britain. But they don't say immigration. They say non-EU immigration, because they have absolutely no power whatsoever, because of the European Union laws now and the giving away of sovereignty, to stop anybody coming in from the European Union into Britain. And that's exactly the position they want. They're doing the same in America, of course, as listeners to this program will well know. And so anyone that challenges this, in America, for instance, they're called racist, and they're targeted by the federal government, as we're seeing in some states of America have tried to make a stand on this. And it's all orchestrated to break down and destroy a sense of what is it, what is America, of what is Britain, what is all these countries that are targeted. And like I say, this is not an attack on what we call immigrants. It's absolutely not, because they are as much pawns in this game as anybody else.
And David, let me just add a brief caveat to that. Absolutely. I mean, it's simple. Whatever the globalists are for, whatever they're really promoting in their councils, we've got to be against. If they're against disarming us, it doesn't mean there aren't some accidents and problems with having an armed society. We've still got to be for it. If they're trying to socialize healthcare, you get the legislation. It's a eugenics takeover, lowering the quality, raising taxes. We've got to be against it. They want to launch a new war. We've got to be against it. They want open borders. We've got to be against it. I mean, it's very simple. We know these are evil, anti-human, anti-freedom people, and we must stand against everything they stand for. Now, we can intellectualize and then always go down the road and look at why that's the case, but their interests are not the interest of free humanity. So it's very elementary for me.
That's a very, very good point. Let's get it real straight. These people not only don't care about us, they are antagonistic towards us. They want to destroy the human race and bring it under the heel of their global fascist dictatorship.
They want to irrevocably change what humans are in our society, the family, everything, till we are just empty biological androids and their words that they program. This is the end of humanity. This is the extinction of humanity is their stated goal in every document I've got by their transhumanist futurist. These are human-hating scum.
This is what we're dealing with, and therefore, as you quite rightly say, if they're for it, then it's bad for the human race. And we've got to be a bit more kind of streetwise about this and not see everything in black and white. The question of gun ownership, I've never had a gun. I don't want a gun. I don't want to use a gun. I'm not into any of that stuff, but a lot of people have guns in America. The question that comes up is, should people have guns or should people not have guns? And that's a debate, okay? But it's not the debate that's at the heart of what's happening now. The question should be, why do the people who have a deep hatred for humanity, why do they want to disarm the American population now? That's the key thing we ought to be looking at. We can have these debates about this and immigration. The question is, why does the cabal want to do it? And the answer is always because it advances their agenda towards the global fascist dictatorship in which, as you rightly say, it won't just be an economic dictatorship, a political dictatorship. We're talking about a genetic dictatorship where they will not only own our bodies and have literally lawful ownership on our bodies. That's where they're going. But they will genetically control us and control us through microchips. That's where they want to go. And if we're going to get pulled away into diversions of debates about this and debates about that, there's one debate at the moment until we've sorted this. Why do they want to do A, B, C, and D? And that's the question we need to keep asking all the time to keep on top of where we're going.
And we know what they want. They're so arrogant that they all write white papers on government health care, on the environment movement, on cap and trade. They admit it's to shut down industry, bankrupt everyone, have a huge state that's the only thing that's funded, that literally absorbs humanity and begins accelerating their soft kill operations. We know they've already been introducing poisons into our environment and into the vaccines and foods. We've caught them. We've got countless documents where they admit they're doing it. Now they want to accelerate that up to a hot kill level like we've seen in areas of Africa. And thank God you're out there exposing these people.
Well, you know, there are people that know there's a conspiracy. There's people that know that there is a ridiculously few people who are pulling the strings of the world. But we've still got a lot of long way to go with a lot of people to fully understand the scale of what we're dealing with. The rabbit hole goes so deep, it's staggering. And we're not even dealing with just human entities. We're dealing with non-human entities. We're dealing with entities that operate outside the field of vision of what we call visible light, which our eyes can see and appears to be this world. There are other worlds.
Well, David, I'll say this.
Penetrate this one, and it's involving those two. So this is really, really deep stuff that we're dealing with here. Not just what appears to be men in dark suits sitting around a table deciding their next move. Much bigger than that.
Well, no, I agree with you because I've studied the elite, and they believe they're in contact with entities. I've been to Bohemian Grove. I've covered Skull and Bones. I've read the Pentagon's own writings. They believe they're being given, every one of them, it says they're channeling things, that they're being directed at the highest levels. At the mid-levels, it's hedonist, it's Satanist, it's people that want money and power. At the top, these are very focused people working 18 hours a day, and they believe they're working for an entity that I can only describe as the devil. People can call it whatever they want. David, stay there. Let's look at some other contemporary issues and from that window expand and go down the rabbit hole from different angles. We'll be back with David Icke. DavidIcke.com is his website. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the InfoWar. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe? Think again. Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what Noah did. Contact airfilters and purifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride.
David Icke is our guest. So we got into the border issue and how they're overrunning sovereign nations because the globalists want to remake the world in their system. So any culture, whether it's good or bad, they want it out of the way for the corporate culture. This is a short segment. Let's get into the oil spill. David Icke, the oil spill. What's your research on that?
Well, the appalling things happening in the Gulf of Mexico now are a classic example of the way the web, the Illuminati web, interfaces with different aspects of itself to create a coordinated policy and a coordinated agenda. I mean, you've got someone, for instance, like Peter D. Sutherland, who was non-executive chairman of BP until a few months ago. He's also non-executive chairman of Goldman Sachs International. He was the director of the World Trade Organization. He was the director of the director general of the World Trade Organization. He was the director of the Bank of Scotland in the run-up to the period where it crashed in 2008 and had to be bailed out by the taxpayer. He's been on the steering committee of the Bilderberg Group. He's a chairman of the Trilateral Commission. He's a chairman of the London School of Economics, one of the great Illuminati universities on the planet created by the Fabian Society. He's financial advisor to the Vatican, brought up in a Jesuit school. The Jesuits, of course, are a major, major player in this global web. He's been one of the major people in Europe pressing for more and more power for the European Union. And while he was non-executive chairman of BP, you had a guy called Lord Brown, who got out before the stuff hit the fan over the Gulf of Mexico. He was so appalling as chief executive of BP that Tony Blair described him as his favorite businessman, so you can see how bad he was. And it was Lord Brown who instigated the policy at BP of cutting safety and cutting all...
Yeah, they've got more violations in Houston alone. Yeah. I saw the number. It's like over 100 times what other oil companies have combined, and they're the top fake environmentalist company that with Enron created the carbon tax scam with Al Gore.
Exactly. And this is how it all interfaces. This is how the web works. You see BP, but it's not just BP. BP's connected to Goldman Sachs. Goldman Sachs is connected to Halliburton, and so it goes on.
And don't forget Queenie. She owns a big part of it.
Yeah, Lord Brown was chief executive of BP when you had that massive explosion at the refinery in Texas City, which people, of course, were killed in another environmental disaster in so many ways. And he instigated this BP policy, not because they were struggling for money. We must cut costs. No, because he wanted to expand and expand the profits of BP, and one way he could do it was to cut costs. So he cut costs on safety, on checks, and all the rest of it. And that was the sequence of events that eventually led to what happened in the Gulf of Mexico. And then when you look at Goldman Sachs, again, as I mentioned with Peter D. Sutherland, it's selling 44% of its shares in BP in the run-up to what happened in the Gulf. Tony Hayward, the chief executive of BP that followed Lord Brown, sold a lot of his shares in the run-up.
Yeah, over a third. It. Obama dumped his Vanguard stocks in it. They all dumped.
It's got so many red flags all over it that it was, A, prior knowledge, and B, that the thing was a disaster, not waiting to happen. The disaster was made to happen. And then you look at what happened after that, and so many mysteries kind of fade away when you know the story and what the goal is. So the next mystery in all this is, why do BP and the federal government clearly have no real interest in reacting to this disaster, to cleaning up the beaches, to doing what is necessary? Why countries were turned away when they offered help? It's because they want this disaster to be as big as possible. A, yes, to offer solutions like the carbon tax and all the rest of it. Now their climate change scam has been falling apart. But also there is a war by this cabal against the United States. They want to destroy the United States militarily, destroy it economically. They want to destroy everything it stands for, because that has to be brought under the heel of the global cabal if the world government is to have total power. No more superpowers, otherwise you don't have total power.
Now, you've got the 10 regions, as the UN says, with the 10 global directors. This has been on record since the 60s, which they're now moving towards, and that's what's so amazing. They use the U.S. as their henchman, as their funding mechanism, while the U.S. gets all the blame for the global imperial takeover. And now, as they get ready to destroy us, they're moving towards devaluing the dollar. The IMF, World Bank are criticizing our monetary systems. The UN is posing as the savior with the global cashless currency. So they use us for their dirty work and then flush us down the toilet when they're done. Stay there, David Icke. Quick break. I want you to come back, segue out of the VP into all these announcements that, okay, we are in a depression, but don't worry. The same bankers that engineered it have got a global government that'll take care of it all for you. They've got a fix. David Icke, straight ahead. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their home sale maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at Infowars.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
Listen up, folks. This is important. Alex Jones here. Now you can get free shipping on the storable, easy-to-fix, delicious food from eFoodsDirect.com. From July 4th through July 14th, we have looming evacuations in the Southeast, unemployment insurance running out, and predictions of huge inflation. So we all need to get as much food as we can. Every one of you needs to buy as much storable food as possible. This is the perfect time to do just that with eFoods Direct and take advantage of their free shipping special. When you order from eFoodsDirect.com from July 4th through July 14th, every dollar you spend will buy the food, and eFoods Direct will pay for the shipping in the continental United States. This is Alex Jones wishing you and your family true independence this 4th of July with great food and free shipping through July 14th from eFoodsDirect.com. You can order on the website eFoodsDirect.com or simply call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. Or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/ship-free.
Late Ladies and gentlemen, Fox News in New York, we're going to talk to David about this later in the hour, reported that they've got body scanners, car scanners, showed people being forced to drive through x-rays that shoot through cars with gamma rays. I mean, this makes chest x-rays look tame in comparison. Some of the units, the car is driven up and then it's scanned. Others, they drive the car through it. And I guess they tell the foolish troops to do it. Oh, it's okay. Go ahead and do it. They're setting the precedent to literally microwave us in front of everyone. Well, Watson did research, and he's got an amazing article here. New York National Guard involved in mass arrest of U.S. citizens. And we got links now to mainstream news in part two, how great it is that the Guard has arrested 2,000 citizens for petty crimes, including gun possession. I mean, this is martial law. New York National Guard involved in mass arrest of U.S. citizens. Troops assist in over 2,000 arrests last year alone as America sinks into total martial law. And the same thing's happening all over the country. And that's why we saw the mayor of Schenectady a few months ago call for martial law in that little sleepy town. So we're going back to David Icke in a minute. Don't forget, we have made films like Endgame, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, and, of course, the Obama deception that go into who these bankers are, how they're controlling society, and what their plan is. And this film, Endgame, gets into the extermination plan. This film is free at Infowars.com when you order it with Invisible Empire or several other of our newest films. And I'm doing that because Endgame, I believe, is probably my most important film, and it's got to be seen quickly. So Infowars.com, there's a link at the top to two different shopping carts that have basically the same specials. We've got a deal where you can get a free ball cap as well. Up at Infowars.com, or ask about the free deals and combos when you call. When you buy a DVD, get a free hat. Buy some T-shirts, get a free hat. And your purchase also makes this show possible. The toll-free number is 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. We'll get into this martial law, police state, cybersecurity. Now they're admitting censorship of the Internet with David in a moment. But, David, segueing from the oil, where do you think that's going, A? And, B, the media has now shifted in Europe, as you know, England and the U.S., to saying, okay, it is a depression. After telling us we were in a recovery, now it's a depression. What do you see unfolding with that leading into a possible strike on Iran? What do you see from studying the globalist behavior in the past, which is psychopathic, and they do it in patterns? What do you see unfolding?
Well, on the Gulf, they want it to get as bad as possible so they can exploit it as much as possible solutions to the problem they've created. In terms of the economic situation, I've been saying since 2008 that there's a three-point plan here. One was to crash the economy in 2008 so people could see there was a major problem. This justifies, it doesn't really, but in their efforts to justify it, they say it justifies a staggering, we still don't understand the scale of the transfer of wealth from the population to the banks and the elite that has gone on as a result of this bank bailout. I was reading the other day an article about the fact that these toxic assets of these banks, which the taxpayer money was supposed to have been paid over to sort out, the banks still own the toxic assets. But from what this article was saying, they don't have to appear on the balance sheet until they're sold. So you've got a ticking time bomb there, and you've got balance sheets that are being produced by banks that are absolutely nothing like the actual financial state of that bank. But the second point in this three-stage plan that I was talking about since 2008 was to empty the coffers of governments in terms of reacting to the economic situation. And we have reached that now. I mean, what we're having in Britain is absolutely savage, beyond belief, cuts in public expenditure by the government to react to the incredible debt that they've been.
But the taxes go up, so a larger percentage of the taxes goes directly to the bankers, who were the ones that created the $600 trillion, conservatively, in fake assets, and they won't tell Congress or Parliament where the money went.
Over here in Europe. In Britain, during the Brown Labour government that was replaced recently, this amazing transfer of wealth went from taxpayers to the bank. banking system and to the cabal network in general. And now, unbelievable levels of cuts in public expenditure are being instigated because they say we're in so much trouble because of the debt. Now, wait for this, mate. I talked about earlier about everything connects into everything else. The David Cameron government that has replaced the Brown Labour government has appointed someone to oversee where these savage cuts of billions and billions of pounds are going to be made that are going to fundamentally affect the lives of everyone in this country. Guess who they've appointed? Lord Brown, former chief executive of BP, who was responsible for the decisions that led up eventually to the Gulf oil disaster.
Well, that's like having all these former Goldman Sachs.
They're laughing at us, mate.
I mean, that's like having all these former Goldman Sachs people running every position in the federal government, getting the bailout money and then giving it to Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan. I mean, it is a new level of crime. And now in the U.S., under the Federal Reserve expansion and powers, they're being given a new secret office with unlimited funds to, quote, take over any area of the economy they wish. So they're being given dictatorial power right now, and the same thing's being done in Greece and everywhere else. This is their global coup d'etat. They're going for it all. And then that segues into the UN and the IMF announcing we need to start phasing out all the currencies and going to an SDR basket, and we need a global government that you pay your carbon taxes to finance this. And who are the biggest investors in carbon credits? Well, it's Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan Chase, BP, and a handful of others. It's always the same inner cabal.
Exactly. And you've got this guy in America who was the great new messiah, Obama, who, if anything, is worse than Bush and that whole period, because it's speeding up now. I mean, this man is not even subtle. He's just agreeing to everything necessary to allow this to speed up and speed up and speed up. And I say this to people, you know, all that's happening now was predicted a long, long time ago. Not because of people sitting in darkened rooms smoking something and coming to some conclusions, but from hard research, from documents, from written material saying what these people were planning to do, and it's unfolding now. It wasn't prophecy, it was research. Now we have to then decide, where do we draw the line here? We didn't draw it when it was first pointed out because, oh, it's just conspiracy theorists. Well, are we going to draw it now? Or are we going to draw it a few months down the road when it's even worse, a year or two down the road when what's happening today will be nothing compared with then? When are we going to draw the line? There's nothing in anybody's life. I don't care who they are. I don't care where they are. There's nothing more important in anybody's life than focusing on what is going on, and we coming together as a population, irrespective of race, religion, color, creed, income bracket, and saying, what are we going to do together to stop this? Because at the moment, we have got a tail, actually at the core, a tiny tail, wagging a massive dog. And unless we start focusing on this and cut out the diversions that are designed to stop us focusing on this, then it's just going to get worse. But the power is still in our hands. There are so many of us and so few of those in full knowledge who are actually manipulating us. Come on, wake up. Do something.
David Icke is...
There's never nothing that we can do. What can I do? Well, sit down. How can you make a contribution to this? How can you communicate this information? Even if it's calling into a radio show in the mainstream or something and just saying this is going on, go to this website, go to this radio program, they'll tell you what's going on. There's nothing that...
There's already a huge awakening happening. We've got to accelerate it because not only is that little tail wagging this giant dog, they're going to pose with their false solutions to the crisis they created. That's their methodology, as you know, problem, reaction, solution, to bring us deeper under their control unless we're there every step of the way going, you're the crooks, you're the social engineers, you're the controllers, you're the one that did this. How asinine to give the Federal Reserve that engineered this even more power. How asinine to give the Bank of England, who engineered this on record, more power. Look at your connections. Look at how you're involved in this. Look at what you've done. We've got to be there. That's why they want to shut down the internet, because they're panicked. Now, let's talk about that. Chinese net-style censorship now now coming to Australia, coming to New Zealand, coming to Italy, coming to France. Open announcements in our news that, yes, it's going to be more draconian, but to keep you safe, because Al-Qaeda is about to shut the internet down, so we've got to have the power to shut it down to save it. We're going to track everything you do. We're going to block what websites you can visit. Already InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com are already censored on the free broadband in many cities in Europe. We've confirmed that. The government here, the FCC, saying they're going to take it over. Cass Sunstein saying he's going to censor it. There's no doubt that line in the sand, if we don't stand up against tyrants, is whatever we'll put up with, as Thomas Jefferson said. They aren't going to push it to the limit. And so, again, showing that we have power, David, doesn't that indicate it that now they are moving against the web, even though that exposes them, because they realize that that there is an accelerated awakening happening?
Well, let me give you an example, just a simple example, of which is an example that can be expressed globally. One of the appalling, horrific things that's going on in the world, again, part of the agenda, is for social services and police to steal children from their parents in extraordinary numbers now in America, all over the world, in Britain, on the basis of fake...
And it's now mainstream news in England, I mean, for those that just tuned in, that they've actually got quotas before a baby's even born, and they admit they trump it up. These are children snatchers.
They are. They're stealing children. In at least in parts of America, like California, I think it's all over America, there are federal financial incentives for social services to take more and more children from their parents. But the point I'm making here is that there's a lady, her name's Maureen Spallock in Liverpool in England, and she had her children stolen, three of them, years ago now, and they were given away to foster parents by the social services. And in the years since, the Liverpool police and social services have run a vendetta against this woman as she tries to get her children back. She was actually arrested. This is just one example. I could list a number of outrageous things that happened. She was arrested and taken to court for sending a birthday card to one of the children that the state stole. The other day, a few days ago, the Liverpool police picked her up again for sending a text message to someone. They put her in jail in Liverpool. And the reason that the family courts that decide all this are held in secret is not to protect the children, as they claim, it's to protect the system and the Satanists and the pedophiles from stealing the children through social services. The point I'm leading to, however, is this. I put on my website, when I heard about this, how gutless, disgusting, and pathetic the Liverpool police were, and a number for Liverpool police to let people say what they thought about what they were doing to this woman. She was in custody at the time. And a few hours later, they let this lady go, and they dropped the charges because their phone system crashed. So many people rang in to complain of what they were doing to this lady that their whole phone system...
They couldn't keep their child kidnapping going, so they said, open the phones up. We got more kids to grab.
Yes.
But it's actually come out in the Telegraph, and it's actually come out here in the U.S. that they have... quotas on what color hair, eyes,
yeah.
that before a mother has a child, they're already planning the fake charges. And it's come out over and over again that so many of the CPS workers are pedophiles.
Exactly.
Because they can get away with everything.
They're pedophiles and they're Satanists. Not all of them, nothing like all of them, but the people that run the show invariably are. I've been researching this for decades.
No, I mean, it's in the newspaper every day that they catch
sure.
top CPS workers.
Alex, that when people, the public, phoned this police station in large numbers and said this is disgusting, we're not having it. In other words, the secrecy and the shadow level that they do this on was taken away. This lady was released and the charges were dropped. We have the power. They're terrified of the public.
That's why they're arming against us. That's why they're surveilling. That's why they're admitting they're surveilling now, because they know they've committed crime. They know they're run by crooks, and they are scared.
Yes, but what we have to do is understand our power to change this. You know, we're talking about a handful of people in full knowledge manipulating the lives of billions. What are we doing?
Well, that's why you've written the new book, Mankind, Get Off Your Knees.
Yeah, Human Race, Get Off Your Knees. It's called. It's just out, and the subtitle is "The Lion Sleeps No More," because within us is a lion. It is the real human being being suppressed by the human being that has been programmed to think it has no power. The human being to fear authority, to fear the consequences of taking on authority, of refusing to cooperate with authority. That's the lion I'm talking about within people, and that lion is starting to come out, but it needs to come out in very much larger
numbers. And we need the police and the military and others who are starting to wake up to realize you're compartmentalized as well. The globalists have genetically modified the GMO food to sterilize and give you cancer. They add the chemicals of the water to sterilize you and give you cancer. We have all the government documents we've covered. Even Fox News reported yesterday that Maryland has banned the bisphenol A that they're putting in the plastic products that does sterilize men. I mean, the White House science czar admits they're doing this. You are under attack, too. And David, you've talked about compartmentalization. We need to get the police and military to realize, even if they consciously see themselves as on the winning team and part of the New World Order, they're not. They are seen by the New World Order as an even bigger enemy than the general public in the globalist documents we've gotten.
I think is very important to stress to those in uniform and to those in the dark suits in government who are serving this system while not actually instigating it, they're serving it. You have no power. I don't care if you're in the military. I don't care if you've got how many kind of stars on your uniform. I don't care what level of the police force you're in. I don't care if you're doing roadblocks. I don't care if you're pulling people off the street. I don't care what you're doing. You have no power. Your uniform has the power. Take your uniform off, okay? Put it in the wardrobe. Where's your power? Go and get another job. Without that uniform, where's your power? You have no power. You are employed to animate that uniform, which is an extension of the state, and that's all you are, and therefore you are expendable. While you give your soul away, while you give your mind away, while you give your morals and decency away, advancing this fascist dictatorship, you will be okay with the fascists that you're serving. But your children and your grandchildren have to live in the world you are creating. And one day you're going to have to understand that, and I don't envy you that moment, because it's going to be horrific when it dawns upon you the world that you've actually created. The people in uniform and the dark suits that administer the system while not being the originators of it, they have to start breaking ranks, okay? Get some backbone, open your mind, look at what's going on, and get some freaking backbone before you administer and impose and enforce a world that will be grotesque for your children and grandchildren. In fact, not even that, for yourself. Eventually.
Yeah, you're not going to have to wait now for your kids to be destroyed.
No, you're not, absolutely.
And David, very well said there. I want to try to keep you 5 minutes into the next hour before Sheriff Richard Mack, so we have as much time as possible to go over issues. But I really do see the denial lifting. A lot of them don't have, you know, even a partial view of what's going on, but they know something's wrong. And that's why I challenge people to don't expect you're going to save the world by yourself or overnight. Hollywood pushes that image of Arnold Schwarzenegger or John Wayne saving everybody. And people always look to me, they look to you, others, you know, Ron Paul, you've got to save us. No, it's that act of defiance, that act of awakening, that act of courage. Resistance is victory, and it's understanding the enemy, and it's everybody speaking out. You know, one little cricket isn't very loud, but you get a field of those, it is a deafening roar, and we're a lot bigger and more powerful than a cricket, and we've all just got to do little things every day and realize what's going on, and this system will come to a halt, and they know that, and they are desperate to throw us into a crisis, to make themselves matter, to make us beach ourselves on their government, on their corporate structure, and so many people within their system are starting to defect, so many people people that have become powerful off their system call me, contact me, talk to me off record, and they say, I wish I would have known this. I wish I... So many people that even work for the system are compartmentalized, and now through my broadcast, your work, and others, they can finally see the larger paradigm around them from the cog that they filled. And so by getting that full spectrum analysis, they can then see the full spectrum dominance that the globalists have built. I mean, Rothkopf, who we had on the show, who wrote Superclass, says there's less than 6,000 people that rule the world and only 20 families that they serve. So this is now admitted publicly, and we can defeat these people. We must defeat these people.
I've got two words to say. Kendra Arneson, who's come out and done so much great work exposing what BP are doing in the Gulf of Mexico and how the whole cleanup stuff is a sham, how the fishermen and other people are being exploited and treated appallingly. Now they've lost their way of life. They have to serve BP.
And BP's not sending them checks. That was
him. Yeah. She is a shining light of what can be done. A few days ago, a week or so ago, she was a mother. And now she's standing up to these people and doing a magnificent job. And anybody can do it. It's just...
And if they arrest her, it's going to backfire. And if they arrest her, it's going to backfire.
Yeah, of course. And, you know, no one said it was going to be easy. I mean, this is the question. Are we going to draw the line now, Alex, and take the challenges and sacrifices that takes to stay here and no further? Or are we going to wait a bit longer until they get more and more control and try to do it then? And when this agenda is further down the road than it is now, or then a bit further. And then, but when are we actually going to say enough, you know? Because, you know, it's like that famous phrase by the Christian pastor after Nazi Germany. First they came for the Jews, and I was not a Jew, so I did nothing. Then they came for the trade unionists. I was not a trade unionist, so I did nothing. Then they came for the communists. I was not a communist, so I did nothing. You know, this is about all of us. It's not about one group of people, one income bracket, one race, one religion. These are all fault lines for engineered divide and rule. The target is all of us. So all of us need to come together, put our hands together, put our minds together, and say here and no further. When we stop cooperating with the system cannot operate. They cannot operate the system without our acquiescence. We must stop acquiescing, and we must do it now. Human race, get off your knees. We have been there for long enough. No more.
Well, the human race is getting up off its knees, and that's why the system is howling with anger. Let's get into the police state and the minutes we've got left, David, and I want to hold you five over if you can do it.
Okay.
The police state, it's even shocking me how fast they're moving. We have now discovered just today, this is unbelievably important news, that all over the country, not just New York, but Illinois, you name it, the military, Marines, Army, National Guard are arresting citizens nationwide with police. And this has been going on for several years, and I wasn't even aware. Now they're putting it out on TV like it's a good thing. I mean, again, I didn't even know the magnitude, David. This is incredible.
Yeah, and it is what I called over the years the totalitarian tiptoe, where you're at A and you know you're going to Z, but if you go in too big a leap, then people look up and say, what's going on? Because the change in your society is so blatantly obvious. So they do it in steps. But, of course, the nearer they get to the goal, the steps get quicker and quicker because it's a simple equation. The more you centralize power, the more power you then have to centralize even quicker. And that's why the momentum of centralization and dictatorship gets faster and faster, because the more power you have, the quicker you can push it on. The more power you have, the quicker you can push it on. And this is why we've reached the point now where they've centralized so much power in so many areas of our lives that they can now push this whole agenda on across a great spectrum of subjects and areas of our society.
And they use every new crisis as a way to say, no media, no local officials, no one's allowed. You know, you're not getting your checks for the fishing we've shut down. You know, you're not allowed to have a gun. You're not allowed to protect yourself. And we're like, where's the law? And they said, we don't need any stinking law.
Yeah, what they've done in a series of steps getting faster and faster is take away the checks and balances, the checks and balances, the checks and balances. They did it most blatantly with the checks and balances they took away to stop the free-for-all in the financial markets, the financial industry, and look what that led to. And every single time one of these checks and balances has been suggested to be taken away, every time the people that could have stood up to that and thought, well, you know, I'm not either can't be bothered or this, I have no power to do that, what can I do, then they have played a part in where we've reached now. So can we learn from that, please, and say, okay, we've made mistakes in the past when we didn't stand up to what we should have stood up to, and so we better learn from those mistakes now and start standing up here. Because if we don't, then it's going to be a lot more difficult down the road.
David Icke is our guest. We're going to do five more minutes with him, and then Sheriff Richard Mack's coming on. And I've got a few other key, quick questions for David, but the time with him has sure gone fast. The new book is, of course, available at davidicke.com. Our books, videos, materials are all available at infowars.com. And supporting the type of work we're doing is so vital. You don't need to be told that, do you?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Fall of America and the Western World is an all-new 10-hour documentary and survival guide rolled into one. In this film, you will see the reasons why our government is failing and what you can do to prepare. Featuring Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, Joseph Farah, David Icke, Naomi Wolf, G. Edward Griffin, Doug McIntyre, Mark Crispin Miller, Mickey Z., Doug Casey, David McElhaney, and myself, Alex Jones. Protect yourself and get the tools you need to protect your family from these difficult times. The Fall of America and the Western World at www.thefallofamerica.net, or click on the banners at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Again, that website's www.thefallofamerica.net, or call 800-655-1577. Prepare yourself and the ones you love today. fallofamerica.net.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio.
All right, we're in the final hour. We've got Sheriff Richard Mack coming up after this break, but David Icke is our guest for another 5 minutes. And I was during the break, I said, what do you think is most important to finish off with? And he said, Albert Pike's letter. And I've read his book, Morals and Dogma. Of course, this letter is reported to be at the British Naval Museum. He was a Confederate general, the founder of the Klan, a British agent trying to break up the U.S. with the Civil War. And all of that's been confirmed. But this letter is just amazing, the way it predicted everything they've done. So go over some of that letter, the three phases in the last 5 minutes, David. Go ahead.
Well, Albert Pike, who, of course, was a massive, massive Freemason, an absolute Freemasonic god. And, of course, his statue is in Washington, D.C., right next to Washington, D.C. Police headquarters, which is quite appropriate, I would say. We're dealing with Freemasonry. And it's alleged that he wrote this letter to a guy called Mazzini, a very infamous Illuminati operative. And he predicted in this letter three world wars that were coming. It was alleged to have been sent in or written in 1871. And the First World War, he talks about the overthrow of the Tsars in Russia and making the country a fortress of atheist communism, etc. He talks about bringing the British and Germanic empires into the war. The Second World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences between the fascists and the political Zionists, and he talks about things that happened then. But the point that it leads to is the Third World War, which really, I mean, I've been saying for years that's the plan, which it is. And the description in the letter of the Third World War is absolutely describing the period we're going through now. He says this: the Third World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by the agenteur of the Illuminati between the political Zionists and the leaders of the Islamic world. The war must be conducted in such a way that Islam, the Muslim Arabic world, and political Zionism, the State of Israel, mutually destroy each other. Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on this issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economic exhaustion. We shall unleash the nihilists and atheists. We shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, origin of savagery, and of the most bloody turmoil. Then everywhere, the citizens, obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries, will exterminate those destroyers of civilization, and the multitude, disillusioned with Christianity, whose deistic spirits will from that moment be without compass or direction, anxious for an ideal but without knowing where to render its adoration, will receive the true light through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer, brought finally out into the public view. This manifestation will result from the general reactionary movement, which will follow the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time. And he talks about the fact that they're going to make, in effect, the global society so full of turmoil, so full of upheaval, that the people will turn to the few, the cabal, and say, save us from it, and the cabal will then say, to do that, we must do this. And
we know in 1919, these are confirmed, Lord Milner repeated it about creating a Germanic superstate to start a new war, and we know they used World War I for the League of Nations. We have the Carnegie documents about World War II being engineered. I mean, this is real.
Yeah, I mean, Milner was the head of a secret society in London called the Round Table, which spawned the Trilateral Commission and the
CFR,
the Council on Foreign Relations, the Royal Institute of International Affairs. It spawned, of course, the Club of Rome, the Bilderberg Group eventually. And
David, we're almost out of time. Do you agree?
Rothschild front. House of Rothschild is at the absolute center of this in the human world, if you like.
And David, we're almost out of time. You've agreed to come back on sooner rather than later. I'd like to get you on the next month because a quickening is happening. But do you agree briefly, we are on the cusp of what could be World War III? They are pushing us in that direction.
Oh, exactly. That's always been the plan. Three world wars to change the world to a global fascist dictatorship. We do not have to play their game. It's time to say no, no more.
David, amazing. I look forward to speaking to you in the near future. Let me say bye to you during this break. Sheriff Richard Mack with Solutions on Taking Back Our County. Straight ahead. Stay with us.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about Calben 5-star soaps for years. This is an American-made product of the highest quality and compares to nothing you will find in stores. You can buy factory direct, shipped via UPS right to your door. Check them out on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091. Take my word for it. Once you've used Pure Soap, you won't buy anything else. Since 1947, Calben Soap Company has been showing consumers that soap can be tough on dirt and gentle on the environment. Buy American and stay clean, as well as support InfoWars. Visit 5starsoap.com today or call 1-800-340-7091. Well, Marty, what do you have to say?
As founder and owner for over 63 years, satisfaction is guaranteed or double your dirt back. Call us at 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog or visit our website, 5starsoap.com. Thank you.
they helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Thank you so much for joining us today. And we've got here in the final 52 minutes of this radio broadcast, we have Sheriff Richard Mack, author, speaker, former sheriff. Richard Mack has served in a wide variety of roles over the course of his nearly 20-year career in law enforcement, which began in Provo, Utah. Mack began his career with the Provo Police Department. And, of course, he then became a sheriff. And he, of course, was involved in a famous Supreme Court case defending the Second Amendment. And now he's traveling all over the country in high demand, educating people about the 10th Amendment, the 11th Amendment, the 9th Amendment, the power of states' rights, and the fact that the legislature creates the county. Cities are then chartered under the state. We have the cities trying to take over the states now. I mean, that's basically what's happening. You have cities trying to take over the counties, which is an extension of the state. And so this is completely backwards. It's just like globalists have come into Austin and they have financed Austin raising a $2.6 million tax, doubling our energy cost in the next 3 years. They're seizing MOPAC to put toll roads on it, admittedly illegal. It's an existing road. But they don't care. I mean, because the cities aren't following the 10th Amendment. They have been taken over just like the federal government's been taken over. So we've got to head them off at the pass, taking our counties and our states back. So it's not just 10th Amendment nullification of unconstitutional federal laws and taxes that's moving forward. And you're seeing that, of course, with Arizona saying they're going to defend the border down there. But it's expanding to now the county sheriffs as well. And for over a decade, Sheriff Richard Mack has been exposing this. He also has a book on the subject. But Sheriff, before we go any further and get into that, talk about the state of the Second Amendment. And for folks that aren't aware of it, your Supreme Court case and your take on what the Supreme Court ruled on a few weeks ago. But good to have you here with us.
Well, thanks, Alex. It's always great to be with you, and I appreciate you giving me some time today. And, man, yes, I am really busy, and I'll be in Fresno this weekend, and on Monday I go to Amarillo, and we're going to have several sheriffs there, and I'm teaching my Constitution class for peace officers there to public and peace officers alike, and I'm doing that all across the country. And I really do feel that the title of my book, The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope, really basically tells it all. That's a state sovereignty issue. Arizona is now exemplifying the power of state sovereignty. It is the only answer left. I don't see any other recourse for the states or for personal freedom other than states standing against the incursions of the federal government.
Well, Sheriff, I want to get to that in a moment, but I want to go back first to your history for folks who may not know who you are. We're on a lot of new stations since you were last on with us. And, you know, kind of talk about your awakening so other officers can, you know, basically see it from that perspective. And then let's get into your Supreme Court case and where you see the Second Amendment being. Then we'll spend the rest of the hour on the states' rights movement.
All right. Well, fantastic. Well, when I was elected sheriff here in southern Arizona, it was in Graham County back in 1988. Then I was reelected in 1992. And then the Brady Bill came out in it was signed into law by Bill Clinton at the end of 1993. And it went into effect February of 1994. And the key part of that whole thing is that there was a component within the Brady Bill that required local officials, and it was in most cases the sheriff, to conduct background checks on citizens before they could buy a gun. So we're being forced under a threat of arrest. There was no money attached to this, Alex, as you'll recall, but there was a threat of arrest if we failed to comply. So this is the first time in U.S. history that the United States Congress wished to compel and commandeer the office of sheriffs for federal bidding. So this is the picture. This is the perspective. Local officials elected by, for, and of the people to serve their needs and to serve their constitutional rights are now being dragooned, as one of the judges called it. We're now being dragooned into federal service and forced to violate our oath of office and to violate the rights of our citizens to keep and bear arms. And if we don't do it, they threaten to arrest us.
You're being pressed into service. You're being literally shanghaied, enslaved, drug on to the federal reservation with an unconstitutional law. Thank God it's to some extent been thrown out,
right?
But still there, some remnants. I mean, this is amazing that this is going on, and it's an unfunded mandate. It's literally indentured servitude. I mean, there's so many issues here. Continue.
Well, and it's funny that you mentioned indentured servitude, because I actually filed on the 13th Amendment, which was, you know, just what you said, unlawful servitude.
Yes.
And to the federal government. And the federal government cannot tell your sheriff what to do. There is no one. Not the EPA, not the FBI, not the President of the United States, and I don't care who the President is. I don't care if it's George Washington himself. He has no authority to tell your sheriff or your local officials what to do. That's why they usually try
that's
to
the whole point
everybody.
Of the states. And
well, exactly.
And if we allow the feds to tell us what size toilet we can have and what our kids can eat and what the sheriff can do, I mean, why even have states?
Exactly. That's a key point. And so now the states can't even control their own land or their own resources. In fact, Arizona, Nevada, and Utah are all about 85% owned by the federal government. My county of Graham County, Arizona, is 95% owned by the federal government. I wonder when we're going to wake up and say, you know, this isn't Arizona. We're federal enclave number 48 because we were the 48th state. So it's time that the governors of every state tell the federal government to get out, and my case can prove it. Now, what I did is I said, look, I'm not going to go along. There's no way that I'm going to violate my oath for the federal government, for the Clinton administration, for this stupid thing called the Brady Bill. And so I was the first sheriff in the United States to file a lawsuit against my own government. And the decision was just between me and my wife and the Lord. That was all it was. And the next day, the historical perspective of this is that I called the NRA. I had no place else to go. I wasn't a member of anything. I wasn't a member of the NRA. I'm still not today. But I called them and I said, what can I do to stop this? And they said, we've already been working on this case and we needed a sheriff to call so we could have standing. And I said, well, let's do it. I want my own lawyer though. And they recommended a lawyer for me that I hired personally out here in Arizona by the name of Dave Hardy. He worked with the NRA lawyers. And we got this thing filed the very day the Brady Bill took effect on February 28, 1994. Then some other sheriffs joined the case, and there was only five or six that came in. Sheriff Prince from Montana and I ended up at the United States Supreme Court in December of 1996. And on June 27, 1997, The United States Supreme Court ruled that the Brady Bill was indeed unconstitutional, that the federal government cannot tell the states what to do, that they cannot, and this is in the ruling itself. Let me tell you what this is.
So they indentured the gun dealers instead, and it should be thrown out on that. But the point is, you took action, you sued, you got involved. Americans want to know what solutions are. Everybody just start standing up to the feds. We'll win, lose, we'll draw. But we know if we lay down, we're going to lose. Go ahead.
Well, that's right. And listen to this. I mean, this was so well hidden from the public, and Bill Clinton made the media go along with him in making sure that the citizens of this country never heard what this decision really did. Now, listen to this. This is the order of the court. The federal government may neither issue directives requiring the states even to address particular problems, nor command the state's officers or those of their political subdivisions. And you just addressed what those are, cities and counties. To administer or enforce a federal regulatory program. Such commands are fundamentally incompatible with our constitutional system of dual sovereignty.
And what does that say? That's a Supreme Court ruling that you never hear about. What does that say for cap and trade? What does that say with the feds showing up onshore in Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, Alabama, now Texas, telling county commissioners and sheriffs they can't be on the beach? Some little BP goon. I mean, that's why this stuff's important, because, I mean, that's what the 11th Amendment says. You have foreign powers come and buy off presidents and Congress. We got to have state rights so they can't have BP. I mean, what's next? Is BP going to tell us move out of our house? They're going to move in. Next, we got to give our daughters to BP, like Prima Noctu 600 years ago in England.
Yeah, Prima Nocta was, you're starting to wonder, because they're sure raping our land all the time. Now, it also says a lot about nationalized socialistic health care, Alex, as you well know. Because if the states cannot be forced to participate in a federal regulatory program, then we have 30 states suing right now that don't need to sue at all. All they need to do is ask for summary judgment based on our case. This case already proves that nationalized socialistic health care is unconstitutional, and the states do not have to go along.
But the Romans knew that roads were key to controlling areas. That's why all roads led to Rome in the old world 2,000-plus years ago. That's why they brought in NAFTA superhighways and the federal highways. Now they can tax and control those and control the communities. They take our tax money, send it to Washington, then build the roads. It's incredible. Sheriff Mack, amazing. That's why I wanted to go over that key Supreme Court ruling that you got to show the power of the individual, the power of the ruling, and to illustrate the 10th Amendment. Now we're going to come back and talk about state powers with the borders and everything else, and not just to take over the legislatures, that's our right and duty, but the sheriff's department, straight ahead with an American hero, Richard Mack.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help. And we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Listen up, folks. This is important. Alex Jones here. Now you can get free shipping on the storable, easy-to-fix, delicious food from eFoodsDirect.com. From July 4th through July 14th, we have looming evacuations in the Southeast, unemployment insurance running out, and predictions of huge inflation. So we all need to get as much food as we can. Every one of you needs to buy as much storable food as possible. This is the perfect time to do just that with eFoods Direct and take advantage of their free shipping special. When you order from eFoodsDirect.com from July 4th through July 14th, every dollar you spend will buy the food, and eFoods Direct will pay for the shipping in the continental United States. This is Alex Jones wishing you and your family true independence this 4th of July with great food and free shipping through July 14th from eFoodsDirect.com. You can order on the website eFoodsDirect.com or simply call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/ship-free.
Transmission coming up here in about 35 minutes. Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic is a new documentary film with R.J. Harris, Michael Bagnarek, Alex Jones, Richard Mack, Edwin Vieira, Cynthia Davis, Charles Key, and many others. This film is so important because it really supercharges the Tea Parties and libertarian groups and pro-America organizations that want to save our country from globalism. By illustrating the Ninth and Tenth Amendment, by illustrating the power of the sheriff, by illustrating the power of the state legislature, and how it's our right and duty to stand up for this nation. And the fact that the feds are doing this is treason by every measurement. And so that is available at Infowars.com. Also, the new film, The Secret of Oz, Solutions for a Broken Economy, amazing film by the maker of The Money Masters, Bill Still. This has got a lot of great solutions as well. You want solutions. That's what we're all about at Infowars.com. All right, Sheriff Mack, this is a short segment, but you've got the floor. Let's break down your metamorphosis, your awakening to the 10th Amendment, and that leading you now to be one of the main leaders really carrying the torch of freedom and having people rediscover the power of the state, and particularly the sheriff, another key battlefront that we're on.
Yeah, it is that. And like I say, it's I think it's our only hope left. Now, I'm reading from a little pocket-sized brief of the case. And if anybody would like to get that, it's called The Victory for State Sovereignty, the Mack Prince versus USA case. And it's available at my website, and it's sheriffmack.com. You can also get the book, The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope, which everyone should have a copy of both of these. This little booklet that I have in my hand that I'm reviewing with you right now, regarding this case, the most powerful and monumental 10th Amendment decision in the history of our country. This was all about states' rights. It talks about the EPA being unconstitutional. It talks about the states not being puppets of the ventriloquist Congress. It talks about the Supremacy Clause, and that is a key component of this whole thing, because Barack Obama is saying he wants to sue Arizona on the Supremacy Clause. Well, Justice Scalia already says that the Supremacy Clause does not give the federal government supremacy. It says that the Constitution is supreme, not the federal government, and that's a huge difference. And one of the key components of this case is that the decision is based on this, and Scalia, who wrote the decision, says this over and over in the decision, and I quote, "State legislatures are not subject to federal direction," end quote. So if we are not subject to federal direction, and if we indeed, as this case says, if the states are indeed sovereign, then that means that the federal government is not our boss. They cannot tell us what to do. They cannot issue directives to the states. They cannot control our land, our water, our education, our health care, or anything else that they're trying to shove down our throats. So where do we go to make sure that we know and understand this? The same place I went. Now, Alex, you mentioned I was a rookie cop in Provo, Utah. When I was there, I made a huge mistake. I actually read the Constitution. I took my oath of office after that very seriously. I dedicated... Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. I thought my phone went dead there.
No, I didn't hear a click. Go ahead.
Okay, good. But... I made a commitment to myself that I would never go against the Constitution, that I would uphold and defend the Constitution, just like I promised to do. And if we wake up local officials to that principle, that they'll keep their word when they swear an oath that is required by Article 6 of our own Constitution, that the Founding Fathers put in there, that all state and local officials would be required to swear allegiance not to the king, not to the president, not to some bureaucracy, not to the governor, but to the people, that we promised that we would uphold and defend their constitutional rights. And if we had everybody in local government doing just that, if every sheriff, in fact, if we only had 300 or 400 or 500 of the 3,000 sheriffs in this country actually keeping their oath and defending the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. If we actually had that, Alex, we would get our freedom back tomorrow.
Oh, it would paralyze the New World Order, and that's why they're demonizing you. That's why they're so scared, and that's why everybody's got to go to your website and get your book and give it to their sheriff. Some sheriffs won't read a book, but they need to. You can get them Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic at Infowars.com. Give them the book and the video, and go down there and hand-deliver it and say, Sheriff, you know, America's in a lot of trouble, you know, and this has got the solutions, and this will help you rediscover what you're really supposed to do, and that you're not a kept, vestigial, ceremonial ventriloquist, as you describe it, a muppet of the New World Order. We're going to come right back from break.
Listen up, folks. This is important. Alex Jones here. Now you can get free shipping on the storable, easy-to-fix, delicious food from eFoodsDirect.com. From July 4th through July 14th, we have looming evacuations in the Southeast, unemployment insurance running out, and predictions of huge inflation. So we all need to get as much food as we can. Every one of you needs to buy as much storable food as possible. This is the perfect time to do just that with eFoods Direct and take advantage of their free shipping special. When you order from eFoodsDirect.com from July 4th through July 14th, every dollar you spend will buy the food, and eFoods Direct will pay for the shipping in the continental United States. This is Alex Jones wishing you and your family true independence this 4th of July with great food and free shipping through July 14th from eFoodsDirect.com. You can order on the website eFoodsDirect.com or simply call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/ship-free.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
It's not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land?
They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the InfoWar. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Alex Jones here with urgent information concerning TrendsResearch.com. The Trends Journal distills the voluminous ongoing research of the Trends Research Institute into a concise, readily accessible form. By tracking 300 separately defined domestic and international trends, the Trends Journal establishes the connections that others fail to see or misinterpret. Gerald Celente's Trends Journal allows you to anticipate change, recognize the implications, and take protective strategies. Individual readers from every walk of life can put the Trends Journal Trends Forecast and Trends Analysis to practical use. Extra information to keep you well informed throughout the year. When any current event of major social, economic, or political significance occurs, Trends Journal notifies its subscribers of their implications. When you subscribe to the Trends Journal, you'll also receive Trends Alerts. Visit TrendsResearch.com today. That's TrendsResearch.com. Subscribe to the Trends Journal. This information is too important to wait.
We're going back to Sheriff Richard Mack. We're talking about solutions. You want solutions? Take your county back. And the key place is the sheriff. Take your city council back. Take your state house back. But it's a lot easier to educate the sheriff or to get somebody to run for sheriff who's good, especially in this climate, than to take full control of the county commissioners or full control of the state house. Though that's starting to happen, and we're going to cover some of that news here in a moment. Now, but this is such a central issue. You want solutions? It's work. But it's going to be more work being a slave. And this is exciting to do this. And so we're going to be talking more with Sheriff Richard Mack about his instrumental plan to get the sheriffs back that he's been pushing for over a decade. And it's really starting to bear fruit, and it's very exciting. And the destiny of this nation and this republic is in your hands. Before we go any further, though, I want to tell you about purewaterfreedom.com. That's one word, purewaterfreedom.com. If you want to affordably remove fluoride from your tap water, visit purewaterfreedom.com. They have a full line of household fluoride filters. You can even remove fluoride from every water source in your home with a whole house fluoride system. It's very inexpensive. And the best part is it's all made in the USA. They have a wide variety of filters to remove all types of toxins from your water, including shower and bath filters. Check out their banners on Prison Planet and InfoWars.com or go to purewaterfreedom.com today to take control of your water supply. And it's made in the USA. I know it'll make the feds mad because if we have any industry left, that we may still be independent, but doesn't matter. The feds are traitors. Purewaterfreedom.com. Finally, our wonderful sponsor, eFoodsDirect.com, one word, the letter E, foodsdirect.com/free ship, or you can just find it on their main site, until the 14th. So for another 6 days, free shipping anywhere in the continental United States. You can even do multiple orders, multiple locations. That is a huge value. One of the biggest expenses of storable food is the shipping. I've never seen him do a special this good. And it's the July 4th special running through July 14th. High-quality storable foods. eFoodsDirect.com or give them a call, 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. You'll never stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. This is high-quality, non-GMO, non-hybrid, brand-new, fresh food. A bunch of different food lines, eFoodsDirect.com, 800-409-5633. Absolutely essential. Okay, going back to Sheriff Richard Mack. People can get Don't Tread on Me, that I'm a consultant on and also in with yourself, at InfoWars.com. And they've got to get it to every sheriff because it covers the same info that's in your book. But your book gets into more detail and is also, people, you know, respect books. It's important to have them. You explain the power of the states. It's written from a sheriff's perspective, a guy that's won at the Supreme Court. You have a lot of gravitas. Again, give people the website or a number so they can get your book and get it in the hands of sheriffs. This is like a stake through the heart of vampires, every sheriff that we wake up.
Well, that is Sheriff Mack, sheriffmack.com, Sheriff, 1R2S, and Mac, M-A-C-K. Just go to sheriffmack.com. And the book actually needs to get to county commissioners and county attorneys. Most of the sheriffs in the country have the book. However, you need to follow up and make sure they read it, just as you said. No one can guarantee they read it. We also have it on CD, so if somebody doesn't want to read, they can listen to it. And it is me reading the book. And then you can get these little booklets, and every state legislator, every county commissioner, every state and local official should see this little booklet, this, the Victory for State Sovereignty, because it reviews what we've been talking about here on the show, and it's in pocket-sized form, and in 10 minutes, your state rep or your local county commissioner or your local sheriff can see what this case actually did to restore state sovereignty in this
country. Okay, we're going to talk about your plan and versus what the feds are doing, the alternative, here in a moment. But I want to, since you are a sheriff from the West, I want to draw this analogy here and then get involved with what's happening on the Arizona border right now and this act of treason by Obama. But going back, we've all seen Westerns.
Well, Alex, let me just reiterate something that you said. This is about solutions. This isn't just talking about things that are horrible and going on in our country. We could do that till next year and still not finish. This is about a solution that is reasonable, effective, quick, and doable and constitutional.
And it's the law.
We should already,
it's the law. And we're going to get into that in a moment, but I want to just give people so they have a mental image of what's happened so they can have respect for themselves again.
Okay.
We've all seen those Westerns and Matt Dillon and John Wayne, and I always thought growing up as a kid, you know, those are just movies where there's a corrupt town with bad guys in it, robbing and raping and, oppressing and taking farmers' water and taking their daughters, and finally people stand up. Or I thought it was a Louis L'Amour novel. Now I've read a lot of histories of the West and things that happened in this country, and even after World War II in a Tennessee town when the vets came home and there was a corrupt government and they had to run them out. But this is what happened in 1776. It's what Andrew Jackson fought against. It's always a repeat of the scallywags, the carpetbaggers, the corrupt interests that come in, the Rockefeller men sending Pinkerton security, like in that Clint Eastwood movie where the mining town and the railroad men come and are killing people to take their claims. That's a composite of thousands of true events, but more often than not, people stood up because they were armed and fought back. And, you know, the issue here is what's happening with the feds? What's happening in our society? We see that Hollywood image of the town finally standing up. That's what America is. That's what our counties are. That's what our societies are. And people, you've just got to get angry. You got to start talking. You got to turn the television set off. You got to get to the commissioner's court. You got to get with others. You got to get angry. And you got to get the facts and the Constitution. Because I'm going to say it again. It is like a stake through the heart of these vampires because our country was born in the fight for liberty. We've been through this over and over again. We're not the first people to go through this, and we've got the blueprint of how to beat these people.
We do, and it's every bit constitutional. It's every bit lawful, and it is a peaceful process. This will not hurt anyone except the traitors in Washington, D.C., There is no answer in Washington, D.C. It is the most corrupt place on the face of the planet, but we can make headway in our counties, and we can take America back county by county and state by state. But it's got to start with you, every one of your listeners. You've got to know and understand the principle of state sovereignty. Your sheriff has got to know and understand the principle of state sovereignty and local autonomy, and that's exactly what my lawsuit was about. Now, Judge John Roll said, and that's also quoted in my little booklet that I have here in my hand, The Victory for State Sovereignty. He said, Mac is thus forced to choose between keeping his oath or obeying the act, subjecting himself to possible sanctions. Well, my question is to every peace officer and sheriff in this country, when you are forced by the federal government and the lawmakers around you to choose between your oath or following laws and statutes, which one are you going to do? Are you going to side with the people in freedom, or are you going to continue to acquiesce and follow the...
the founders had us swear to this oath because they wanted to point out this is the real law. This is the power. This is the America.
Exactly.
This is the republic. Not what some flim-flammer comes along later with him. And that's what Thomas Jefferson, George Washington said over and over again. You got to stick to this, not what lawyers come and invent later or what they try to twist out of it.
That's exactly correct. And this is all foundational. It's all fundamental. And at the first page of my book, I'm glad you talked about Thomas Jefferson, because I quote him on the very first page of my book. And he says, when all governments shall be drawn to Washington as the center of all power, it will render powerless the checks provided and become as venal and oppressive as the government from which we separated. The question is, Alex, to whom can your people turn? The people in Austin, Texas, or the people in southern Arizona, or the people throughout this country, who can they turn to for peace, safety, and protection when government from Washington, D.C. has become venal and oppressive? And the answer is your county sheriff and your local officials.
All right, well, let's describe the true role of the sheriff, because people have never been taught this. I mean, versus what's happening all over the country where the feds come in and will put tens of millions of dollars in to and buy off sheriffs and counties to get the city to absorb the county when the county is the unit of the state. I mean, this is treason. I keep using that word. They know exactly what they're... This is federal conquest of the states in a very sneaky way.
Well, my case even addresses that, and Scalia brings up the issue of compromising local authority in order to take federal grants and federal money. The federal government is very wise. Let's not pretend anything here. This plan of attack to destroy state sovereignty and local autonomy and the power of the counties has been an orchestrated event. They've even voted sheriffs out in Connecticut. There are no more sheriffs in Connecticut. Massachusetts is trying to do the same thing. Ohio now has one county where the sheriff is no longer elected but appointed. And every sheriff that I've talked to, and I've been talking to hundreds of sheriffs this past year, every one of them, well, not every one of them, but there's about a half of them that are worried if they take strong stands against the federal government and do what my book suggests, that they might lose federal funding.
And again, that's a coward's mindset. We've gotten to this point of the sheriff being abolished because the enemy is attacking the Constitution and our republic. And instead of saying, oh, I better cower, you know, for the 5 years or whatever you're in, you ought to think about your kids and grandkids, and you should get up there and stand up. I mean, how do we come from the toughest, roughest, smartest people to a bunch of castrated cowards? I tell you, those sheriffs are pathetic.
Well, it's all about the money, and I have said this, and I say this in my book, that anyone in this country, I don't care if it's a sheriff, state rep, county commissioner, or anyone else, if you're willing to compromise liberty, if you're willing to compromise the freedom of your citizens to continue to take money, then you, sir, are the traitor, and you have betrayed your own people. This is time to stand, and when I sent this book to Sheriff Prince, I said, Sheriff, tell me honestly, is this book true and is it the answer? And he says, of course it is. The problem is you've got too many damn wimpy sheriffs. And Alex, I'm just going to tell it like it is. If the sheriffs in this country have the courage to stand, that's the only thing we lack now, is courage within our local communities, courage from county attorneys, courage from county sheriffs and county commissioners to uphold and defend the Constitution for the people. And stop taking the money. Throw that stupid money out.
Yeah, we don't need quasi-federal deputized federal toadies. We need the counties and people not liking the feds. That was back when America was free and people were smart. I mean, going back to our founding, not these little pathetic toadies and creatures of the feds. We need men. We need strong leaders who are loved in their communities to bring back true peace officers, not these law enforcement lackeys who desecrate the Constitution and enforce all this made-up crud. Now, I want to bring up a subject here with you while we've got you, Sheriff Mack. We'll have you back soon. But I want to read to you from Encyclopedia Britannica, and it's the same thing in the definition, Wikipedia, they've all got it. High treason, the definition of high treason, participating in a war against one's country, attempting to overthrow its government, spying on its military, its diplomats, or its secret services for a hostile and foreign power, or attempting to kill its head of state, and it goes on, are the best known types. Now, the most classic archetypal is enemies inside the gates, who are traitors, opening the drawbridge to let the enemy in. Now, we've got the states, 80 to 100 miles, a third of Arizona, where you were a sheriff, has imploded. Sheriff Babbo is begging for help. There's death threats. They've killed thousands of law enforcement peace officers, but they are law enforcement down in Mexico in this war. They're now literally roads, highways, the parkland, off limits. Obama tells Senator Kyle treacherously, I want to keep that crisis going so I get amnesty. That's on record. So we have all of this happening. Is that not high treason? I have the article, Obama commits act of high treason, sides with foreign power against Arizona. I have all the facts. I have the 11th Amendment saying the feds can't sue a state or an individual citizen on behalf of a foreign power or an alien, because that was the first amendment they passed after the first 10, because, you know, the states knew the feds could be bought off by foreign corporate powers. Is this not an act of treason by Obama going in there trying to block the state when it's trying to not collapse like Mexico?
Well, it is. And not only that, but there's more on the record about what Obama has done. Now, remember, he brought Presidente Felipe Calderon from Mexico to our own United States Congress inside our U.S. Capitol to assail and criticize our own constitution, our own freedom, our own country, our own laws, and then he got a standing ovation from the liberals and the leftists and the traitors in Washington, D.C. All that was treason. Every bit of this, you cannot show me anything that Washington, D.C. has done in the past 10, 20 years.
NAFTA and GATT giving our authority to the WTO, totally. Unelected corporate board. The SPP that they kept secret, the Judicial Watch got, said we've got to keep this secret in the founding document that the president signed. We got to keep this secret. We got to bring a carbon tax in to erect a North American Union government. I mean, that is the definition of high treason.
Anytime that you want to destroy or have politicians who attempt or want to destroy our own constitution, I believe the Founding Fathers intended that to be treason. And there's only three law enforcement authorities granted to the federal government within Article 1, Section 8 of the U.S. Constitution. It's counterfeiting, felonies committed on the high seas, and treason. Now, if the FBI would investigate treason in this country, they would never get out of Washington, D.C. for the next 10 years. And that would be one time I would tell them they probably need more manpower. Because the treason going on in Washington, D.C. right now is absolutely phenomenal.
And it is treason. And, you know, going back to what's happening, instead of the traitors and the treasonous vermin bought and paid for by this global New World Order corporate takeover, and that's what it is, instead we've got the MIAC Homeland Security reports that good peace officers sent us, where the government is not doing a facade that they're worried about turbaned Arabs. I mean, that is literally just to get us to give our rights up. 90-plus percent of it, they are behind the scenes like roaches in a cheap motel, spending all their time hating veterans, conservatives, libertarians, gun owners, Ron Paul, myself, you. I mean, they are just doing nothing but trying to brainwash police and sheriff's departments that we are the devil. I mean, that really shows you who these people are. We're saying we want America back, and they're saying if you got a portrait of John Wayne in your house, you're a terrorist.
Yeah, and the Southern Poverty Law Center, I've been fighting them ever since I filed my lawsuit back in 1994.
Yeah, they're writing those reports.
And, oh, gosh, and these guys are absolutely out of control. They are the acorn of politics in America. Acorn being also a branch of the treason from the federal government. But Southern Poverty Law Center is just like Acorn. They get a lot of money from the federal government to lie and to do just the opposite of protecting our Constitution. They want to destroy our Constitution, and I'm proud to be listed with you and other patriots of this country. I'm number 18 on that list, and I'm very proud to stand with you and Ron Paul and Chuck Baldwin and Joe Bannister and others, Stuart Rhodes of Oath Keepers, and I'm proud to be on the board of directors of Oath Keepers. And this is all boiling down to whether or not the peace officers in this country, the sheriffs of this country, will do one thing, and that is to uphold and defend their oath of office, to uphold and defend the Constitution.
God bless you. Absolutely. Our names are on that John Hancock, you know, they're on that Constitution. That's an enemy warrant against us by these traitors, and they are traitors. We'll be right back with Sheriff Mack.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help. And we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Just in other news, before we finish up with Sheriff Richard Mack, we saw a local Fox News say the Army searching people's cars and putting them through X-ray machines in Albany, New York. And I saw newscasts suddenly in Illinois where it's happening, and regular Marines in California searching people for DWIs. I mean, this is martial law. And here it is, New York National Guard involved in mass arrest of U.S. citizens. We reported on part one of this Fox show yesterday. Now we have part two, where they announced on the show, oh, the Army is arresting people for drinking, for guns. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, this is a strategic, creeping federal takeover. And we've warned you, and now they're talking about 400,000 regular Army on the streets of America. They've got threat fusion centers, federalizing local police. We have got to slow this down and then reverse it. And that's where Sheriff Mack comes in. Here's another one. This is up on GCNlive.com. Obama science czar called for global carbon tax. The government kept these Holdren documents secret. They've now released them. The science czar said, we, quote, must redistribute the wealth of America to the Southern Hemisphere. This is another act of treason. And, of course, he means to the banks down there. I mean, folks, these are criminals. He wants to ruin you. This is by design. This is stated. Here's another one. Harvard professor. GCNlive.com by Paul Joseph Watson. And then we've got a link to the Korean Times. He's the former chief economist of the IMF, says exploit Gulf disaster for carbon tax and that it's a good thing. GCNlive.com. Gulf Coast, now a BP police state, as law enforcement conspires with BP to intimidate journalists. GCNlive.com. These articles are all so important. ClimateGate whitewash complete. Third inquiry clears everyone involved. GCNlive.com by Steve Watson. But the inquiry was all filled with global warming crooks, with global warming people who promoted it. It's all a fraud. Sheriff Mack, we got 3 minutes left here at the end. This is make it or break it. We are going into bondage, but our ancestors rose to the occasion. Will we rise to the occasion, or will we go into slavery because it was too fun to drink beer and watch TV?
Well, I'm afraid there's one way to prevent it, and it's at your local level. The answer to that question, if you want to stop tyranny, if you want to stop the UN, if you want to stop the global gun grab, if you want to stop the land grab, if you want to protect your children and your family's freedom and liberty, if you want to protect your Constitution, you must start with your local sheriff, your county commission, and do it in your own town and in your own county. That's the only answer left. We can do it. I'm having emails from sheriff candidates all across this country. I'm helping them with their campaigns. I was contacted by AP talking about all the sheriff races across the country that are concentrating on which candidate will be the most constitutional sheriff. If you have a constitutional sheriff who will protect you from all enemies, both foreign and domestic, who will protect you from the gun grabbers and protect you from the globalists, you will win. And you will get your freedom back, and it will be done peacefully, effectively, and you will be able to live in freedom once again. And if it's nothing more than your county, then so be it.
And if we can convert the massive Tea Party energy, not just into congressional candidates, but into sheriffs, and point out the incumbency of these corrupt sheriffs and get patriots in, this is another major move on the chessboard. The next move is checkmate of the enemy if we can do this. Sheriff Mack, I salute you. I salute your passion and Oath Keepers and all the work we're doing. We know the enemy's going to stage terror attacks like Oklahoma City and try to blame it on us. It's not going to work. We got the word out on that. I look forward to talking to you again soon. Have a great weekend that's coming up, sir.
Thanks a lot, Alex. I'll see you soon.
People can go to Sheriff Mack's website and find out about where you're speaking next, correct?
You bet. Thank you.
All right. God bless you, sir. We're out of time. Retransmission starts now. One place, Infowars.com. I'll be back tomorrow with huge informative guests, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. Great job, crew. Retransmission starts now. Infowars.com. Hoorah. Victory.